When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The entire month of October, we have celebrated Cigar Oktoberfest, where we combine cigars, we combine beer. We have had great interviews of giants in the world of beer. We have talked about the state of the beer industry. We have tasted numerous beers. And our tradition here on the Cigar Dave Show is we wrap it up with a giant tasting. And, of course, every year it gets bigger and better. And today we have moved the Ford Theater of Operations, Command Center Alpha, to Zydeco Brewworks, right in the heart of Ybor City, the historic cigar-making area of the cigar city of Tampa, where Vicente Martinez Ybor brought the cigar industry to a small town of 5,000, a little swamp, and the rest is history. And I say to you, strap in, fellow alphas. We are going to enjoy Cigar Oktoberfest tasting maneuvers. Long-ass greetings and salutations. A long-ass snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Your commanding global five-star general front and center and Alpha male in chief. And let me do this in German to make this authentic since we are celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest. Willkommen bei Cigarren Oktoberfest Mega Werkelstung Manöver. Translated, welcome to Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers. However, I will not be wearing my lederhosen today. I did that 2 weeks ago. I only break it out one time per year. And otherwise, you would look at me and say, geez, General, you look like a five-star general pimp with that little green hat and the little feather. So we only do it once. Now, we are going to be sampling a minimum of 18 different beers that I have selected, different styles, different countries. And we've got a very special guest that is joining us, Paul Rutherford, the master brewer here at Zydeco Brewworks, which has been open now just about a year?
A little under 8 months.
8 months. And J. Paul Pepin, who is from a very interesting beer family of Pepin Distributing here in the Cigar City, the Anheuser-Busch distributor. I've known J. Paul for a long time and always obviously loved beer growing up in beer. And he told me he had this idea he was going to come up with this brew pub in Tampa, and he looked at spaces. It took him longer than he thought. He opened it up, and we saw him at our Memorial Day tasting show, our Memorial Day show that we did from the Bad Monkey, just about a block from here, big military-themed bar, and he brought some great food, some of his great beer, and he said, you got to come for Cigar Oktoberfest, and here we are, so we thank you for the hospitality.
Welcome.
Paul, let's talk about, first of all, beer, because beer is probably amongst the world's most popular beverages. Most widely consumed alcoholic drinks in the world, third most popular drink overall behind water and tea. Beer is brewed from cereal grains, primarily malted barley, wheat, corn, rice also used, and some interesting history of beer that I researched, the earliest archaeological evidence of fermentation consists of 13,000-year-old residues of a beer with the consistency of gruel used by the semi-nomadic Natufians for ritual feasting at the Rokfet Cave in the Carmel Mountains near Haifa, Israel. So we're talking beer goes back 13,000 years. The Egyptians were known to brew beer. In 1516, William IV, the Duke of Bavaria, adopted the Rheingeschbott. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Rheinhutzgebot.
Say that again.
Rheinhutzgebot.
Rheinhutzgebot. The Rheinhutzgebot. I've got to brush up on my Deutsch. Rheinhutzgebot, yeah. I've got two German shepherds, so I should be versed in German. Rheinhutzgebot, a purity law, the oldest food quality regulation still in use today, which only allowed ingredients of a beer in Germany, water, hops, and barley malt. And it's still in existence today. And as a master brewer, first of all, tell us, how did you get involved in becoming a master brewer? How does one say, you know what, I love beer, now I want to brew it?
I don't know if I'm a master brewer, but I do brew beer for a living and love it very much. My career kind of started out as a hobby that spiraled out of control into a career.
Like many people, they love being a home brewery, they love beer, and then next thing you know, you're a professional.
Yeah, I brewed beer at home for many years. I worked in kitchens since I was 15. Decided it was something that I wanted to do full time. Went to the Siebel Institute of Chicago and their sister school, Domans in Munich. And I worked for 13 years for a company called Iron Hill Brewery in the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
Opened four of their locations before I jumped ship and came to open this place.
And how did you hook up with J. Paul Pepin?
I was introduced to J. Paul through a close friend of mine, Casey Hughes, the head brewer at Coppertail right down the street.
Gotcha. So you made the trek from the Great White North down to the Sunshine State.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And I should say the aromas here, this is interesting because it's not just like a brewery. You've got incredible food here. And so you've really married the food aspect with the beer aspect. Very popular place in the short 8 months that Zydeco Brew Works has been open.
Yeah, so far so good. We have a lot to figure out. We're having fun.
There you go. It's all about enjoying the good life, and certainly beer, Cigar Oktoberfest, part of the good life. Let's talk about, first of all, beer, the ingredients that we talked about. Basically, there is barley, there is wheat, there is water, there is yeast. Let's talk about making beer, the basic ingredients, and the process.
Okay. So those are the four main ingredients, as you said. We start with what you call a mash. So you crack open the husks of the barley and the wheat. You soak it in water for a certain amount of time, and what you're doing is you're converting all the starches into sugars. The reason you want to do that is the yeast, which is the life force of the beer, can eat starches, but it can't eat sugars.
Okay.
Which creates alcohol. So after you convert it, you strain all the liquid from the grain into a kettle. You boil it. You add the hops, which are basically the spices of the beer that give you some bitterness to balance all the sweetness and also flavor and aroma. Cool it down, you put it into a tank, you add the yeast eats the sugars and produces alcohol and CO2.
Now, you made it sound very simple, but it's really not that simple because it does take time. Let's talk, there are two primary types of beer. There's lagers and ales.
Mm-hmm.
What are the differences?
The type of yeast used.
Okay.
So there's two families of yeast. Yeast is the life force of the beer. It is, you know, it's a living thing. There's yeast for baking, for making spirits, and there's special ones for making bread. But the two main families are lagers and ales. Lager yeast likes to work very cold and slow, and it affects the flavor of the finished beer, very balanced and clean and crisp. Ale yeast is a little faster and warmer and produces a little bit more of those spices and fruity characters and esters and aromas and such.
Now, ale takes longer to brew than it does lager, correct?
Ale ferments quicker than lagers.
The opposite.
Other way around.
Right. Lager
yep.
takes a long time. That's why we see many people that are home brewers, they do ales, they don't do lagers.
Lagers are much more delicate.
Okay. Lager is what, a top fermenting or bottom fermenting?
That is bottom fermenting.
Bottom fermenting, and the ale is the top fermenting. So give us a time difference between ale and lager.
For the same beer, same alcohol content, so an average ale will be about 2 weeks. The same lager is about four.
Now, many people think lager is a milder beer than an ale. Is that correct?
In a way, it's more different. It's more clean and crisp. You have less of the fruity, spicy character, esters, and aromas you get with typical ales.
And so when we look at most of the big-selling beer, we talk about Budweiser mm-hmm. and Coors and Corona. Those are primarily lagers, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. And then the ales, which we have seen really a renaissance on the craft brew side, Those have just exploded. Now, we talk about ales. There's a pale ale. Then we see like a red ale. And then there's an IPA, mm-hmm. India Pale Ale. Let's talk about those differences.
You know, they're all the same base in a way. You know, same yeast base. A red ale, you're having a lot more of the caramel malt and sweetness. That's going to be your primary flavor and how people associate with that beer. A pale ale and IPAs are really characterized by the use of hops. So hops for bitterness, flavor, and aroma.
Now, IPAs, back before there was a refrigeration, weren't the hops the IPAs created to preserve the beer?
Correct.
In transport, you know, back with the British merchants way back?
Yep, that's true. It was basically a beer born out of necessity. They used the hops as preservatives for the long voyage, from England to India. And, when all the soldiers got back to England, they wanted their India Pale Ale. They wanted the stronger, hoppier beer because that's what they had been drinking, and it kind of birthed that style.
One of the most popular beers around the world is Guinness, which is what, a stout?
Stout.
Stout. Yep. So we've got stout and porters, and everybody looks at those. They're dark, thinking it's going to be super, super strong, and that's not necessarily the case.
So if there's less alcohol in Guinness than there is in Budweiser.
I did not realize that. So what's the difference between, talk about a stout and a porter?
Stout and porters are both ales. They're very similar. I think officially the one thing that makes the difference between the porter and a stout is a stout has roasted barley, a porter doesn't. But they both have the dark malt and the roasty, nutty, coffee, chocolate character to them.
And we've got a couple of those porters and stouts in the beers that we'll be sampling. I'll go over that list in just a moment. Also, another beer that's become very popular, wheat beer. Tends to be a little bit softer on the palate.
Yep.
We're seeing more of that.
Especially in this climate down here, more refreshing, softer, suited for warm weather drinking.
We have seen an explosion the last, got to be 10, 15 years in terms of craft brewing. People, just like cigars, they want the boutique cigars and they want new varieties and new tastes and styles. And for many years it was Budweiser, it was Coors, it was Miller, it was Pabst, some regional beers. And you didn't see people drank their beer. They stayed towards one brand. It was really more of a commodity. And then about 15 years ago, we started to see connoisseurs come in, a different crowd where people said, I want to try things that are different, that are unique. I want something more flavorful, a little bit more complex. And all of a sudden, this craft industry has just exploded. And it's changed the face of the beer industry permanently.
Agreed. I think, a lot of industries, craft in general, not just beer. I mean, 20 years ago, how many different kinds of coffee could you get?
Right. And now you see,
or types of bread or, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of bread, I'm glad you brought that up. And I should say that we are conducting Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuvers from the Zydeco Brewworks in the heart of Ybor City, in the cigar city of Tampa. Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, is our guest this entire Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting show, talking about bread and some interesting taste. I found this, which I thought was really interesting. There is a couple of things. Number one is Planters Peanuts has unveiled a new beer called Mr. IPA Nut. Hmm. And they've teamed up with a Noon Whistle Brewery to create their first beer brewed with Wakatu and Citra hops, delivers a citrus aroma and a hint of honey roasted peanuts. I would think they'd probably want to drop the honey roasted peanuts right in the beer. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And another thing that I saw, that there's actually a company that, if I can find it here, that is actually starting to brew beer from used bread.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really make beer from any grain, correct?
Or
is that kind of an experimental, really way out kind of beer?
I think it stems from an old Russian beer called Kvass.
Well, here it is. It's called, it's in Canada.
Yep.
And it is a charitable group called Second Harvest. They brewed 500 cases to raise funds and call attention to its food rescue efforts throughout Canada. Hmm. The beer is called Beneslice, B-E-E-N, so Beneslice. Sold in select stores around Toronto. And basically it says the concept of making beer from bread dates back to the origin of beer. And in Europe, which is significantly ahead of North America in their management of food waste, beer brewed from bread is starting to emerge. Hmm. So interesting. They supplied Toronto's Prairie Boy Bakery supplied 200 pounds of bread up to a week old for the project. Common Good Beer Company handled brewing chores. Venice Slice uses only five ingredients: water, barley, malt, bread, hops, and yeast. It needs the latter because the 200-degree baking process would have killed all the yeast in the bread. So simple science is what they say. And apparently, from what critics are saying, is pretty good. So interesting. So, again, people are using, they're just being very creative. And you didn't have that creativity in the big, you know, the mega giant beer companies up until really 15 years ago.
Yeah, true.
So it's really, it's changed dramatically. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a list of the 18 beers that I have selected, plus Paul has selected three to start. And how many beers do you normally have on tap here?
We have about, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12.
Well, we're going to have to up it from three. We're alpha males here. We can handle more than three. But I'll tell you what, to get things started, Paul, what's the first beer we're going to sample?
The first beer we have here on the left is the Gold Club Lager.
It's Gold Club Lager.
Yep.
It's a beautiful, deep gold hue to it, dark gold color. All right.
It's a traditional balanced golden German lager of the Dortmunder style, similar to a German Pilsner, a little stronger and not quite as hop forward, more balanced with the malt, clean, easy to drink.
All right. We'll say cheers. Take a sip. Very smooth. Definitely has some hoppiness on the back of the palate.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And again, this is called?
This is a Gold Club Lager.
I like the name of that, Gold Club Lager. There used to be a cigar that was manufactured here in the cigar city of Tampa that my grandfather, Cigar Abe, used to buy called Gold Label. So I like the Gold Club Lager. Great name. Take one more sip. IBUs, what, about 30?
Yep.
International Bitterness Unit. So it goes from, what, 0 to, what, 100?
In theory.
In theory. So when we talk about, like, a mild lager, like a Budweiser or a Coors, we're probably looking about 15?
10.
10.
Yeah.
All right, and this is 30, so you can see it's a lager, but it definitely has, you know, some more personality on the palate. Fantastic. All right, so we are celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest. Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer of Zydeco Brew Works in the Cigar City of Tampa, is our special guest. 18 beers that I have selected, plus Paul's got, well, probably do another half dozen, maybe more, that he has selected as we conduct Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the Bellis Artist Toro. This Spanish box press beauty is decadent in flavor and aroma and will spoil your palate with notes of cream, white pepper, cinnamon, and orange peel. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
The October 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club selection featuring the A.J. Fernandez sampler is now in the hands of Officers Club members. Three fantastic cigars from A.J. Fernandez. One of them I will smoke on the National Cigar Litation Ceremony later on in today's show. But let me tell you what our Officers Club members are enjoying and feasting upon this month. First up, the A.J. Fernandez Bellis Artes. In fact, as I think about it, I'm going to light that cigar up today for litation. It is inspired by the Bellis Artes National Museum of Art in Cuba. As far as I'm concerned, the A.J. Fernandez Bellis Artes is a work of art in and of itself. It is adorned in A.J. Fernandez's exclusive Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper with magnificent Nicaraguan binder and filler from AJ's Farms down in Nicaragua. Very smooth, delightful notes of cinnamon and cedar. In fact, the AJ Fernandez Bellis Artes will go very nicely with many of the beers that we will be enjoying today for our mega beer tasting maneuvers to end Cigar Oktoberfest. Also, in the October 2018 Officers Club selection, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. Full-bodied, full-flavored. Love the Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper, Nicaraguan filler combination. Superb spiciness, loaded with power, but no trace of harshness. Finally, the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro, wrapped in a magnificent, oily Mexican San Andrean Morón wrapper. Cigar tastes like an amalgamation of chocolate, light sweetness, creaminess. Those are the three cigars in the October 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club selection from A.J. Fernandez. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, go right now to CigarDave.com. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers from Zydeco Brew Works in Ybor City. The General is now ready to be served by bodacious beer maids showing ample amounts of wreckage and stackage.
Freshly imported from München for Oktoberfest. And in order to be a proper beer maid, they can't be like a spinner. They can't be ultra thin. They've got to have some heft to them. Just like Paul, you were in Germany. You studied there. So they got to have a little bit of a heft. All right, our guest is Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks, Cigar Oktoberfest Tasting Maneuvers. Paul, let me ask you, what is the correct temperature to serve beer?
I guess everyone has different preferences and different, for different beers. For us, you know, across the board at the bar, 40 degrees seems to be seem to make sense.
Now, in Germany, how do they usually consume it?
That's a good question. I think maybe a little bit warmer. I think closer to 45 probably.
And then in Britain, usually sometimes room temperature, correct?
For cask ale, not room temperature, no. As high as 55 degrees.
Okay.
For a true cask ale.
So, and I think when we think about beer, we want it to be cool and refreshing, especially in the summer. So you definitely don't want it to be too warm. You don't want it to be like an icicle. But, you know, you want it to be coming out of the refrigerator. I guess the best term, cool and refreshing is the way to go. All right. Now, let's talk about draft beer. Many beers just come in on tap, draft. What's the difference between beer served on draft and bottle? Is there any difference?
There's a little bit of difference going through a separate process of packaging. And today, the breweries that package have great quality control, but there is an extra level of risk there. When it's on tap here, everything here is served on draft. So it's pulled from the cooler about 70 feet away. So it's very fresh. We're not packaging and sending anywhere. It's about freshness and maintaining the quality in-house.
Right. Beer is not like a bourbon or wine where you want it to age for 10, 15 years.
No, it's a fragile thing. Fresher the better.
Absolutely. Well, let me give you a little hint of some of the beers we'll be sampling. We'll start off with the Yingling Golden Pilsner, then the Cigar City Brewing Oktoberfest Marzen, the Blah, 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 Double IPA from 21st Amendment Brewery in the People's Republic of California in San Francisco. Then we will be enjoying the, I believe it's called Eyinger Oktoberfest Marzen. Then we've got, the Ridgeway Santa's Butt Porter, the Winter Porter. Just the name alone, Santa's Butt. I said, I gotta try that one. Then we'll try some Stella Artois. From the Great Divide Brewing Company, the Smoke Baltic Porter, we will sample that. And then some Corona from Mexico. And then from our good friends at Funky Buddha, the Sticky Treats, as well as the Key Lime Pie Ale. Much more coming your way.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, I have got to select a cigar that is going to pair nicely with the approximately 25 different beers that I'm going to sample during Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers. So I need something that's going to go great with milder beers and medium and full, and I have selected the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, part of the October 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club selection. In addition to the Bellas Artes, you also, if you remember, received the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, love that cigar, and the A.J. Fernandez San Lotano Requiem Maduro. But the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, inspired by the Bellas Artes National Museum of Art in Cuba, which is where A.J. Fernandez is from originally. The Bellas Artes, as I like to say, is a piece of fine art in and of itself. The wrapper on this Bellas Artes is A.J. Fernandez's exclusive Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper. Colorado-colored wrapper, light tan wrapper, very, very nice. Nicaraguan binder and filler. Just very smooth, delightful notes of cinnamon and cedar. Comes in four different sizes, a Robusto 5x52, a short Churchill, which is what they're calling a 6x48, a Gordo, which is a Magnum 6.5x58, and the Toro, which is what I have selected, 6 inches in length, 54 ring gauge, or 54/64 of an inch in diameter. And suggested retail for these cigars going to be around in the $9-$10 category, but very, very pleasant cigar. Love the wrapper. A.J. Fernandez making such great cigars now that you've got a lot of the larger manufacturers. You've got Altadis, General, that have collaborated with A.J. Fernandez to create some very unique cigars and brands. Got tons of great tobacco down in Nicaragua. His factory is absolutely off the charts. So, the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, my cigar of choice today during Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, from the Cigar Dave R&D Labs, we call this the MALA. Make America Lightate Again, giant tank. It's got a huge, just feels big in the hand. This is for an alpha. This is not for a wussified beta. You got about enough butane in here to light about 3 years worth of cigars at our calculation, theoretically. But that's what I would use today. Big giant SST type flame coming out of this beautiful lightation device, and that's actually what I will use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected.
Area clear of all enemies of pleasure.
Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
All right, here comes the cut. Perfect cut. I will gently toast the foot of this cigar. You can hear that giant jet flame as we gently toast the foot of this cigar. And, Paul, I have given you a cigar as well, so feel free to light up. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
And, by the way, this cigar, I think, would pair very nicely. This is, you know, got some cinnamon notes, some sweetness. It's on the medium side. I'll tell you what. Right with a Gold Club lager, I think it's a nice pairing. And the next beer that we have in front of us, it looks to me like it could be an IPA or a lager. What is it?
It is an R-IPA, or House IPA, the Pablo IPA.
All right, let me finish toasting and lighting my cigar here. And as I do that, tell me about this IPA.
All right, so we do a few hoppy beers here at Zydeco, but this is our house IPA that you will find on tap all the time. It is a classic West Coast IPA, golden in color, and, you know, bursting with those classic American hop variety aromas and flavors. So it has Citra, Simcoe, and Centennial. So lots of tropical fruit, citrus, and pine, but not overly bitter.
All right, this is called what again?
Pablo.
Pablo. Not Pablo Escobar, is it?
Nope. My name is Paul, and as you know, J. Paul is my partner.
Ah, there you go. Pablo, now I get it. Don Pablo. Okay, very good. So we'll say cheers on this one. Take a sip. Oh, this is nice.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting. It still's got some hoppiness on it, but you don't get it at the very back of the palate like you do the Gold Club Lager.
Interesting.
But definitely some citrusy, very bright, fresh notes. Very interesting. Again, different strengths, different tastes. It's amazing. Both look exactly the same
they
in
do,
color,
yeah.
But very, very nice. And take a puff here. Very nice. Oh, great. Very pleasant. So the Pablo, a nice IPA. Now, Citra hops. When you talk about hops, what are the different characteristics of hops? We're talking Citra. Does that name because they are citrusy in taste?
They are very citrus forward. I like to think of hops almost as you think of, you know, grapes as a varietals in wine, you know, with these hoppy beers, because, you know, basically you're creating a blank canvas to, you know, to display all the hop flavors and aromas, aroma being one of them. Very citrus forward, some mango, some tropical fruit.
And then tell me about the other hops.
Simcoe is very peachy, another classic American hop. Centennial is a very classic American hop. If you've ever had Bell's Two Hearted, that's all Centennial hops from. That has some pine and resinous character to it. Kind of balances out all the fruit.
And where are they from?
They're all these hops are from the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest, okay, yep. In the United States.
Yakima Valley.
All right, fantastic. So, first up, we're going to try a brand beer. So, the Yuengling Golden Pilsner. Now, Yuengling, known as America's oldest brewery, and this is the newest beer from D.G. Yuengling and Son. They actually have a brewery here in the Cigar City of Tampa, the former Anheuser-Busch brewery right at Busch Gardens. But they're, I think, from Pennsylvania originally.
They are. I'm from Philadelphia, and I've been to their original brewery in Pottsville a few times.
Gotcha. This is a highly sessionable beer, their interpretation of an outstanding modern Pilsner. So what is a Pilsner?
Pilsner is the most popular beer style in the world, in my opinion, the best beer style. It's a balanced, golden, hoppy lager with some, you know, really displaying some of the German noble hops. So you get a little spicy, not the fruit character you get like some of the American varieties, but clean, dry, balanced, hoppy.
Is Pilsner the number one beer style in Germany?
That's a good question. I think it depends where you're at in Germany. German beers are very regional.
But this is a traditional German style, the Pilsner. Or is it Czech?
Czech was the original one.
They were the original.
And then Germans, you know, kind of, I don't want to say copied it, but made it their own.
Well, you know what? This is golden. The hue looks like the blonde deliciousness on many fine Czech women. I will say that. We will say cheers. Take a sip here. Yeah, very clean. Mm-hmm. It's got that Pilsner, that traditional Pilsner flavor. Not very hoppy. Get a little bit, almost like a yeasty taste on the palate.
I think you taste the traditional Yuengling yeast in this beer for sure, which isn't a bad thing. They made it their own.
Yeah.
And you do get kind of the sweetness from the Pilsner malt, the bready notes.
Yep, breadiness, exactly. Yep. You hit it right on the head. It's exactly what you kind of get on there. So Yuengling Golden Pilsner, our number one, as we continue our Cigar Oktoberfest tasting maneuvers with Paul Rutherford, Master Brewery at Zydeco Brewworks right here in the heart of the historical cigar-making area of Tampa, Ybor City. Next up, Paul, right down the street, not down the street, but about 5 miles as the crow flies, from Cigar City Brewing. And again, Joey Redner, who we know very well, loves cigars, Tampa, came up with Cigar City Brewing. And this is their Oktoberfest Marzen-style lager. So we've got a lager. What is a Marzen style?
The Marzen, you know, Oktoberfest style is characterized by a really deep malt character, usually a lot of Munich malt that gives you that deep bready note, some caramel malt there, a little bit of spiciness.
Now this, as I pour this, this almost has a reddish golden hue to it.
Light amber, yeah.
Yeah. So the Marzen, again, we would not consider, would we consider this to be a fuller bodied lager?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. We'll say cheers on that. Take a sip here. I like it.
Really good.
That is good. You know what? It's not as full-bodied to me as I think your Gold Club Lager. I'm not getting a lot of that not bite, but tanginess at the back of the palate.
Okay.
But it's very, very smooth. And what they say is, with malt flavors of bread crust and herbaceous hop notes, familiar to generations of revelers, our Marzen-style lager is full-bodied and complex, but finishes as smooth as a fresh pair of lederhosen. I've worn lederhosen. It's not that smooth to wear, I'll tell you that. But this is a very, very nice beer. I believe this is a limited edition beer.
Yeah.
So we will try that. And let me just take a sip here. I'll take one more sip.
That's delicious.
Very nice. Very, very good. Yeah, this is very nice. I mean, this is now. Do you make a Marzen style?
We did an Oktoberfest. It only lasted about 2 weeks here.
That's it.
It went very quickly. Yeah.
Now, how did yours compare to this one?
Had a lot of similarities. Ours was probably a little darker in color.
Right.
You know, we had a deeper amber color, very red. You know, we had a big party. We had the Liedersteins in house and some German fare and had a great time.
Very nice. All right. Well, next year I got to get in here like right before because 2 weeks gone.
Yeah. Next year we'll make a double batch. We'll upstairs open. We'll have an even bigger party.
Oh, upstairs will be open next year.
Correct.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we will. I'll be in touch with you and Jay Paul. We'll make sure we definitely get here. Fantastic. So far we've enjoyed some very, very nice beers. We started off with the Zydeco Brewworks. And by the way, let's talk about for people that are coming visiting the Cigar City of Tampa across the country. Great place to come here. You got a nice patio out here, cigar friendly. So ours, you're right on the heart of 7th Avenue here in Ybor City. Open 7 days a week?
Open 7 days a week, 11:30 every day. Weekdays, you know, we're generally open to volume, but I would say, you know, around 10 to 11. On the weekends, open to about 1. We have, you know, a Cajun-inspired kitchen. Kitchen's doing a great job. Shrimp and grits, boiled peanuts, muffaletta, gumbo. In addition to the beer that we make in-house, we do have a full bar. We have a whiskey list with over 65 different whiskeys.
Got everything.
And, you know, great location.
I'll tell you what, next September for National Bourbon Heritage Month, we'll come back here.
Beautiful.
You got everything. And, by the way, what is your capacity here? How many beers at one time? Because I'm looking right through the glass here at the brewery. Mm. How many different beers can you brew at one time?
We have 6 fermenters, and we generally have 12 beers on tap. You know, and when we start harvesting some beers from our barrel room, which is right over there, and bottling those, that'll kind of bolster our list a little bit.
Fantastic. Paul Rutherford.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday beginning November 3rd at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, 3 new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to cigarrights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, cigarrights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
And it's an appropriate polka that we listen to because we are conducting our Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show. We cap another year of Cigar Oktoberfest festivities. This year we come to you from Zydeco Brewworks in the heart of Ybor City, the traditional historic cigar making area in the cigar city of Tampa. Joining us, Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks. Now, next up, we've got an interesting beer, Paul. Now, we believe, as alpha males, that our entire man cave is a no-nagging zone. There is no nagging whatsoever. So, consequently, if the wife, the girlfriend, any members of your harem starts to nag, our response is, this is a no-nag zone, and when they continue, we go, blah, blah, blah. And from 21st Amendment Brewery, as soon as I saw this blah, blah, blah IPA, I said, love the name. I don't care what's in it. I'm buying this. So here we have from a San Francisco-based brewer, 21st Amendment Brewery, which repealed the prohibition. This is made in San Francisco. Now, this is a double IPA. This has got an IBU content of 65. So this is going to be a super hoppy beer. The flavor hops are Centennial, Mandarina Bavaria, Cascade, Equinox, Moteca, Mosaic, and Citra. And their dry hops are Citra, Mosaic, and Idaho 7 with Chinook bittering hops. I know you understand what that all means.
Mm-hmm.
So translate for us, please.
As I open this up. It sounds like it's chock full of flavorful hops.
Lots of hops.
Yeah.
Well, with an IBU of 65, you know it's going to have some serious kick to it. So there you go. But I love the name. Blah, blah, blah. Fantastic. So we will say cheers on that one. Take a sip. Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a mosaic of that is a mishmash of hops. That's a ton. There's just a lot of... boldness to it. This is a fuller flavored beer without any question.
It's funny.
8% alcohol by volume.
It also says 0.528 wetness factor.
Is that for the dames? I prefer 100 on a scale of 100 for that factor. But that's kind of interesting, whatever a wetness factor is. 8% alcohol by volume, deep gold color. And what they say is that it is a jam-packed with hop flavors and aromas, 9 different hop varietals on top of late kettle boil additions. The beer has a juicy, hop, chewy flavor. And it says, IPAs are here to stay, and blah, 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 in many ways is a tribute to their perseverance and popularity. So grab yourself a blah, 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 and celebrate this plentiful style and hoppy indulgence. Now, it says pairs with fried chicken, sharp cheeses, carne asada, and great conversation. I would say that any food that's got some kick to it, because if you're going to have like a mild fish or stone crabs, this is going to drown them right out. Lobster, forget it.
Big greasy burger would probably work pretty well.
Yeah, what's your thought on this?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fairly well balanced for how much they got going on.
Yeah, 8% alcohol, 65 bitterness units. But again, just the name alone, as soon as I saw it, blah, 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 got to love it. Now, next we're going to go from the People's Republic of California. We're going to go to Deutschland. We're going to go to Ein Germany, Einger Private Brauerei. This is their Oktoberfest Marzen Authentic Bavarian Festival Lager. So let me open this bad boy up here. If I can remember how this thing works here. Wait a minute. There.
They make some incredible beers.
Yep. And this is a big one, too, by the way. This is one pint. Whoops. There we go. We've got some definite foamy head on that one. All right, we'll pour that. That is a giant. Now, let's talk about that momentarily on this particular beer, because I do have some information on it. Bavarians have been celebrating the harvest with beer festivals since before the 1400s. Marzen is brewed in March to be ready for the September and October beer festivals for Oktoberfest. So, let's say cheers on that. Definitely has a very rich amber golden color. A little malt on the nose, very bread-like flavor, aroma. Take a sip. It's pretty good.
Delicious.
It's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say medium to big body, but I don't think so at all.
Goes down so easy.
It really does.
Got that honey caramel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Almost a softness to it, if you will. I didn't see, what is the, 5.8% alcohol by volume, and the IBU is 21. And they follow the strict Reins. You got to say it again for me.
The Reinhundsgebot.
Reinhundsgebot. Water, barley, malt, hops, yeast. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Take another sip on this. Very nice. All right. Now we're going to do something a little bit on the fun side here. One of the tasting methods that I use, selection methods of what beer that I should get, what beer I should grab, if I see a cool label or a funny name, or something that grabs my attention, I'd buy it. Well, I found this one called Santa's Butt Winter Porter from Ridgeway Brewing. And they said it couldn't be done, but they did it. Santa's Butt. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold this. I'm going to tease you all, because I just enjoy saying Santa's Butt. So, hang on, this comes to us from England. Mick the Brit should probably know about this beer. Santa's Butt, that'll be the first beer that we will lead off hour number two as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuvers. Hour number one is in the history books. Hour number two still ahead. When we come back, we'll tell you how Anheuser-Busch, being a great corporate citizen around all these hurricanes, what they are doing. And also, you probably heard, big crisis. There's going to be climate change leading to hops and the cost of beer. We'll debunk that as we continue hour number two with Cigar Tasting Maneuvers. From Zydeco Brewworks in the Cigar City of Tampa comes your way next.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belandi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Anti-Defamation League has condemned the synagogue shootings in Pittsburgh.
ADL Chief Executive Jonathan Greenblatt calling the shootings the deadliest attack on the Jewish community in the history of the United States, and saying our hearts break for the families of those killed and injured. Greenblatt says it's simply unconscionable for Jews to be targeted during worship on a Sabbath morning, and unthinkable it could happen in the U.S. in this day and age.
Correspondent Wally Hines says federal prosecutors charged the suspected gunman with 29 counts in connection with the 11 deaths and 6 others injured in the attack. The 56-year-old Florida man charged with sending some 14 explosive devices to current and former government officials will be in court Monday to face at least 5 federal charges. Police arrested the man without incident yesterday afternoon after a nationwide manhunt. President Trump is reimposing sanctions on Iran that were lifted under the Obama administration.
Many sanctions against Iran were lifted when President Obama signed the 2015 Iran nuclear accord. But most sanctions, including tough oil restrictions, will return on November 5th because of President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. from the Iran deal. The president takes credit for reimposing the sanctions and is promising even tougher actions against Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mexican federal officers abandoned a blockade they formed on a bridge Saturday, allowing a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants to advance toward the United States. This after representatives from Mexico's National Human Rights Commission told police that a rural stretch of highway was no place for migrants to entertain offers of asylum in Mexico. Police were later seen boarding buses heading further down the road, where they were also seen giving water and providing other amenities to the migrants. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Midterm elections are right around the corner, and it is obvious now that the left will do anything to win. We can't back down now. In fact, we've got to unite on all fronts, and that means paying attention to what your hard-earned dollars are supporting. You may not realize that even your cell phone bill is used to fund liberal causes. So switch now to the nation's only conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile provides nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text and no hidden fees. Plus, Patriot Mobile automatically donates a portion of your bill to conservative causes you are voting to protect. Keep your number, bring your own device, or select a new one from our great selection, including Android and iPhones, beginning at only $4 a month. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get started today. And when you use the offer code Hugh, they'll even waive your activation fee for up to 2 lines. Stop supporting big, mobile, and liberal causes and make the switch to patriotmobile.com. patriotmobile.com/Hugh, or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Hugh, or 1-800-A-PATRIOT, 1-800-272-8746.
Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the global outcry and media focus on Jamal Khashoggi's death has become, in his words, hysterical.
Speaking at an annual conference of international officials, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, which is taking place in Bahrain, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said the Khashoggi issue has become fairly hysterical, with people assigning blame on Saudi Arabia with such certainty before any probe is complete. He reminded delegates officials are trying to uncover what happened and that a mistake was committed. Al-Jubeir made clear some people had exceeded their authority, but he cautioned investigations take time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters in western Germany demonstrated Saturday against a large strip coal mine that wants to expand into an ancient forest. At issue are plans to clear part of the neighboring Hambach forest to make way for an expansion of the Hambach mine. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California says it will not enforce the nation's toughest state-level net neutrality law when it takes effect in January.
The state agreed Friday with the Trump administration and internet companies who sued that the state law should wait for the outcome of a separate lawsuit pending in Washington. Attorney General Xavier Becerra made a joint filing with lawyers looking to block the law, asking a federal judge in Sacramento to put the California case on hold for now. The SEC chairman says California's move is a victory, calling it a substantial concession that reflects the strength of the federal case against California. Patrick Frost reporting.
Southern California-based Virgin Orbits reached a milestone in developing its airborne orbital launch system. They say it made it a Launcher 1 rocket to a special Boeing 747 and will soon begin a series of flights that will culminate with a drop test in which the booster will be released from the jet's left wing. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focus, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. Load up your favorite sides of potatoes and fries with cheese and bacon, or try our new creamy and very indulgent mac and cheese entree. Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, we sampled for the first hour. We got through, I think, seven or so fantastic beers. Actually, more than that. I think we hit 10 beers in hour number one for our Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuvers. But we are going to up the bar as alpha males. We are not going to just rest on our laurels and say, great, we did 10 in 1 hour. And we're going to up that because I'm counting 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, probably about 14 this hour, 15 we can hit. The end of October marks the end of Cigar Oktoberfest. So September, we had National Bourbon Heritage Month. October Cigar Oktoberfest, hard to believe, right around the corner. November, gobble, gobble, Thanksgiving. The year has flown by, and this hour shall too on the Cigar Dave Show. And we welcome you back from our Ford Theater of Operations. Command Center Alpha has moved from our cushy, plush, secretive location in the Cigar City Tampa Theater of Operations. We have moved to Ybor City, where in the late 1800s, Vicente Martinez Ybor brought the cigar industry first from Cuba to Key West, then Key West to Tampa, a city of only 5,000, a swampland marshy, and he turned this city around. And the reason Tampa has exploded in the 21st century goes all the way back to the late 1800s and Vicente Martinez Ybor. We are front and center at Zydeco Brewworks, which is a fabulous brew pub with, I call it a gastric brew pub, great food, obviously got the Cajun theme, incredible beers, a dozen beers on tap that they brew right here at Zydeco Brewworks. And we want to thank our great host, J. Paul Pepin, the proprietor, and Paul Rutherford, the master brewer. And Paul, we hit a lot of beers in hour number one. But as a fellow alpha, we're going to up it for hour number two.
Let's do it.
No wussified betas here. Now, we tease the end of first hour. I said there's a beer called Santa's Butt Winter Porter. Now, when I was looking around for beers to select for this year's Cigar Oktoberfest Beer Tasting Maneuver Edition of the Cigar Dave Show, I said, all right, it's got to meet several criteria. Either a beer, a style that I'm looking for, or some brand that I just have been, you know, out on the prowl for, or there's a unique name, something catchy on the label. And that's really what my only criteria was for this. And I've done this now for about 17 years, and the criteria works. I see a label. That's how I found Hebrew beer. And they make great stuff. We had a cool pastrami beer last week that was off the charts. So I see the Santa's Butt Winter Porter. It is from Ridgeway Brewing in England. And on the side, it says, this special holiday porter is made for winter. Rich and warming the way they like it at the North Pole. It was inspired by this famous line from a well-known children's storybook. And Santa sat on his great butt enjoying a hearty brew. And we shall, even though it's not winter, you never know it. I mean, it's like still summer here in the Cigar City. Yep. But many parts of the country starting to get a little chilly. So we're going to open this up. And it says, let's see, water, barley, actually got different languages in here. So it says, one of our range of very special Christmas beers brewed in England for the USA. We all know, of course, that Santa's really from Lapland. Okay, whatever they say. Now, this, again, is a porter. So let's talk about what a porter is.
Porter is definitely a dark, roasty ale. Usually has some chocolate, nutty notes.
Yep, this is, I mean, pitch black. We'll say cheers on this. I mean, this looks like a glass of espresso.
Yep.
Take a sip. This is very, very tame.
Pretty good.
I mean, IBUs, it's like a four. There is no bitterness to it. It's very, very smooth. And it's 6% alcohol by volume, but you'd never know it. It just doesn't. It's just very smooth. It's almost, I hate to say this, it's almost a little pedestrian. It's like a little mundane.
I think it's more of a classic style porter, I think.
Yeah, they also make some other beers called Bad Elf. They've got the Black Elf, Very Bad Elf, Seriously Bad Elf, Criminally Bad Elf, Insanely Bad Elf, Lump Elf of Coal, Santa's Butt, which, again, just made for winter. It says rich and warming. Now, I'll tell you what would probably be interesting on this. If you warm this beer up, serve that, or maybe put a little bit of dollop of this in some warm coffee.
That could work.
You know, or if you've got a little sore throat or a little sniffles, you warm this up. Take another taste here. Yeah, it's just nothing, you know, nothing overly crazy. I mean, it's just...
Not as crazy as a name.
Yeah, exactly. So, overall, relatively pleasant. Would I go and buy this and consume this on a regular basis? No. But is it worth it to say, hey, we tried Santa's Butt?
Why not?
Winter Porter? The answer is absolutely. Fantastic. All right, so we have got that. Now, next up, we're going to go to a beer that is from Belgium, Stella Artois, premium lager beer. It is a name that is pretty well known. I mean, this is a very popular beer, been brewing for a long time. So tell us about what you know about Stella Artois.
Well, I visited the brewery many years ago. This was when I was in school in Europe. I know it's a classic, you know, European lager, you know, well-loved by many people across the world. I haven't had one for a while, truthfully.
All right, well, let's open it up. Let's give it a try. You can never go wrong. Let's see here. We'll open that bad boy up.
I think they're marketing. Every time I see one of their posters, I want to drink one. They do a great job with their marketing.
Very smooth. I mean, on the nose, nothing special. We'll say cheers on that. There we go. We'll hit that, and we'll take a sip. Yeah, it's a regular lager. I mean, again, this is for the craft beer enthusiast. They will be disappointed in this beer. For the average beer drinker in the United States that maybe wants something a little bit more flavorful than a Bud or a Coors or a Miller and an imported beer, this would be it. But, again, this is not going to be something where you're going to say, man, a lot of hoppiness, a lot of bitterness, a lot of flavor complexity. You're just not going to say that. But these are the most popular beers in the world. They still sell more than anyone else. And, again, when it's hot in the summer, this is the kind of thing I want a nice, cool, refreshing beer.
Yeah.
This is kind of it. So, very nice. I'll take another sip of this. You know, it's funny, Paul, because as we taste some of these other beers that have a variety of hops that have a higher alcohol content, some complexity, the higher international bitterness units, when you go to a regular lager, It almost is relatively flat in terms of taste.
Yeah, your taste buds are kind of shocked. You get all this flavor and this intense, and you go back to that, you're like,
Like, what happened? I mean, okay, that's it? Like, I need more. All right, well, next up, I picked this up. Now, this is a real big bottle. This is 1 pint, 6 ounces, 650 milliliters. And this particular beer is from the Great Divide Brewing Company.
In Denver.
In Denver, Colorado, established 1994. This is their Smoked Baltic Porter. Now, this is a very interesting Smoked Baltic Porter. And it's a dark porter, which is a dark lager. Gets its special twist from a hefty addition of Bamberg Smoked Malt. Tell us about Bamberg Smoked Malt.
So it's traditional to Bamberg, which is a beautiful city in Germany. And the company that has made it very popular is Weirmann Malting. And it tastes a bit like, you know, it's beechwood chips, which they use for smoking bacon.
So wait, I hear Budweiser used to say beechwood age for that cool, clean, crisp taste.
You don't taste it as much in the Budweiser beer. I think we will taste it in this one.
Again, this is dark. This almost, again, like dark coffee, almost a dark espresso.
I'm looking forward to trying this one.
Okay. And again, this is the Smoked Baltic Porter from Great Divide Brewing in Colorado. We'll say cheers on this one. Interesting aroma. Not crazy on it. I mean, not crazy like overly flavorful, but it's pretty. It's nice.
Yeah, you get that smoke character.
A little bit of smokiness,
front.
But it's not like you're going to be like walking into a grilling like into a wood smoker where you're going to be overwhelmed. Take another sip here.
It was really good with smoked food. You have some smoked sausage or smoked meat with this. It's incredible.
This actually has some sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is very pleasant. I mean, this is a very unique, again, comes in a jar. I can't remember what I paid for this thing.
I'm sure it wasn't cheap.
Yeah. Now, let's do this. As we savor our Smoked Baltic Porter from Great Divide Brewing, I do want to bring up a couple of items. You know, we've talked about Budweiser and we've talked about Anheuser-Busch and how and they've actually, in addition to making their own beers, they've actually, if you can't beat them, join them, they've actually purchased a number of craft brewers across the country.
Yes,
and they're trying to keep them separate. But the real craft brew enthusiasts have caught on to it, and they've got kind of an issue with it. But they always worry, well, will the big company come in and try to screw things up? In some cases, they don't. In some cases, they do. But I do want to call out Anheuser-Busch when they certainly do works that should be commended. And the Anheuser-Busch Brewery in Cartersville, Georgia, announced earlier this week that they paused beer production in order to help those in need from several natural disasters across the country. And what they do through several of their breweries is they actually stop the production line from bottling or canning beer into just canning water. And they use this for the Red Cross and Anheuser-Busch have worked together when there's a hurricane, there's fires, any natural disaster. Anheuser-Busch has a huge stock of canned water available, and they ship it to where it needs to go. Bill Bradley, the VP of Community Affairs at Anheuser-Busch, said, "Recent donations to disaster relief efforts have depleted our inventory of emergency drinking water. We need to be ready to help next time the Red Cross requests our assistance. We've made a commitment to be there for American communities in times of need, and we're following through on that promise. The brewery has changed over lines from beer production to canned drinking water to send to victims affected by the California wildfires, by Hurricanes Florence, Hurricane Michael. And I noticed that I did see in the Florida Panhandle on one of the TV shots, they actually showed these cans, and it says drinking water on the side, and it's got the Anheuser-Busch logo. And the water held at the Cartersville Brewery will be shipped at a moment's notice once the brewer receives a request from their longstanding partner, the American Red Cross. And they also introduced canning ability to their Fort Collins, Colorado brewery last month, so doubling their production capacity, enabling Anheuser-Busch to more quickly help communities in need. So since 1988, interesting fact, going back to when the Bush family still ran Anheuser-Busch, they have provided nearly 80 million cans of water to U.S. communities affected by natural disasters nationwide.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really incredible. So I definitely have to give a Long Ash snappy salute to Anheuser-Busch, because when there is a natural disaster, for them to stop making beer, mm-hmm. canning beer, and to put water in there, and people don't realize, you know, you got to get water. And when you look at the devastation that occurred in Panama City and the Panhandle, just unbelievable. You see people's houses just decimated. And I know I was listening to radio stations up there online, and literally people were saying, hey, I know this convenience store just opened up. They've got enough water for probably an hour. Or this store has mm-hmm. gas. Or they just got electricity back. Or they're running on generator for a few hours. It really is incredible. Sometimes the very basic necessities like water can be life-saving. So hats off to Anheuser-Busch. All right, when we come back, we will go from, let's see, well, the last beer we had was from Colorado.
The smoked Baltic.
Now we're going to go to Mexico. So we come back, some Corona Extra. We'll go to Mexico. Then we'll come back to the Sunshine State and sample a couple of some cool brews from Funky Bruta Brewing, our good friends who've done a number of events with us. So we will get to that as Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers continue front and center.
The October selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is an A.J. Fernandez sampler. Featuring the Enclave Broadleaf, this bold blend is accentuated by an earthy, fruit-flavored select Connecticut Broadleaf wrapper and fillers from Nicaragua. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Well, next week as we start November Alpha Male Pleasure Broadcast Maneuvers, and we have finally concluded Cigar Oktoberfest Maneuvers, there is a couple of items that I will get to that I will preview for you right now. First up, there's a big tradition between Tennessee and Alabama when the two teams play each other, whereby the winner gets to light up cigars. Big tradition that goes back to 1961 when the trainer for the Alabama Crimson Tide at the time passed out cigars after Bama beat the Vols 34-3. Well, the editor of the Knoxville News had a big op-ed piece earlier this week saying, time to put an end to the stupid Tennessee-Alabama cigar-smoking tradition. And, of course, does not use any correct facts. So next week, I'm going to rip it and pick it apart. Also, we've talked about the enemies of pleasure, the enemies of plastic, the enemies of straws. Delta Airlines announced they will ditch plastic straws and stirrers on board next year. So we'll get into that. This crazy hysteria about using plastic, whether it's straws or utensils, all in the name of saving the oceans, because supposedly there's all this plastic being dumped in the ocean that was fabricated by a kid that was doing a report, came up with some nonsensical number that has no basis in fact, that like 10 million pounds every day is thrown into the ocean. So we'll get into that next week. And also, Brown University is providing programs now for unlearning toxic masculinity, claiming that doing so will lead males to having longer lifespans and committing less sexual assault. See, here's what's going on now. The enemies of men, the war on men now believes, especially these feminists, they have become so radicalized that they believe that from the time a baby boy comes out of the mother's womb, they are born sexual predators. This is the nonsense that we're seeing, this radical feminism. So we'll get to that next week as we start off November here on the Cigar Dave Show. Finally, if you are a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the October 2018 selection, the A.J. Fernandez Sampler, featuring the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, and the A.J. Fernandez San Lotano Requiem Maduro should be in your hands. I am smoking the Bellas Artes today during Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers. If you are not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars shipped to you. Three cigars every month in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch, $22.95. Go to CigarDave.com and become a member. That's CigarDave.com to become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Break out the Lederhosen for Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers. With a giant stein in hand, here's the global alpha male, Cigar Dave.
All right, we have sampled, let me see, 3, 6, 7, well, probably about 12 beers so far, and we've got a ton left in the remainder of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. And I want to remind you that if you would like to follow along, or let's say you would like to go into your favorite beer store, wine store, liquor store, and pick up some of the beers that we're talking about. And many stores now have a huge selection of individual beers by the bottle. You're seeing many of what I call like the category killers, the big stores, even some convenience stores and supermarkets are starting to do that. Go to CigarDave.com. We have a PDF with pictures and descriptions of all the beers that we have been sampling. And follow us along on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and any other social media platform that may come around. And it's always interesting. I've come up with a new rule for social media, especially on Twitter, and dealing with people that reply to any of my tweets. If it doesn't add to my health, wealth, or wisdom, then I automatically delete and I automatically block. Because if it does not add to any of those aforementioned items, it is a waste of my time. So again, a tweet must, when I read it or reply to it, or if you reply to mine, it must improve my health, wealth, or my wisdom. And if not, adios, mofos. And I had to do a few of that to some people that literally are so stupid. And it's amazing what side of a political aisle sometimes they will come from. When you give them a story saying, here is a story, here is fact, and they're like, no, that's not true. Okay, even though there are public records of who donated what to different campaigns. Never fails and ceases to amaze me. All right, next up, we are going to go to Mexico. And by the way, there were no illegal aliens used in the production of today's special Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Edition of the Cigar Dave Show. Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks, joins us again. All right, Paul, Corona Extra. I mean, we're talking like as vanilla as they come. And even on their own website, I got a kick out of what they said for their cervezas. It said, with a refreshing, smooth taste balanced between heavier European imports and lighter domestic beer, Corona is an even-keeled cerveza with fruity, honey aromas and a touch of malt. Now, the European beers we had, if those are heavy, I would hate to see what mild are. So here's a Corona Extra and a little footnote. I did open one up last night just to take a sip because it's been a while.
It's been a while for me, too.
Yeah, and again, this is famous. You see people on the beach. They put the little the lime in there. All right, we'll say cheers on that. Take a sip. Like no flavor, very bland. 3.6% alcohol by weight, 4.6% alcohol by volume. Again, this would I – Mexico equals mundane beer. I just am not getting it. Is it doing anything for you?
You know, it's light. It is what it is what I expect from Corona.
Look, if you are listening and you want – you're not a big beer drinker, you want something mild, something cool, refreshing, something different, buy a Corona. Put the lime in there. Go to town. It's like you're on vacation. But if you really want something that's going to pair with bolder-flavored cigars or meals, Corona is not it. All right, when we come back, we're going to go from Mexico to Florida, our home state. We're going to visit Funky Buddha Brewery because I've got two beers, some unique flavored beers that we are going to sample. They're Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie and the Funky Buddha Sticky Treats. Cannot wait.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook newsfeed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé. The Gurkha Marquesa and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Three Dog Night is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
Well, Halloween is around the corner as we end the Cigar Oktoberfest in the month of October. So, When you think of October, you think of fall. What do you think of? You think of Halloween. You think of pumpkins. So we're going to go, before we go to Funky Buddha Brewing in Florida, we are going to Salt Lake City, Utah, and we are going to try the Uinta Brewing's pumpkin, P-U-N-K apostrophe N, their harvest pumpkin ale. It is a fall seasonal. They call it a sessionable pumpkin ale brewed with real pumpkin, a spice medley of nutmeg, cinnamon, and allspice. 24 on the IBU, 4% alcohol by volume, so we'll pour this. And we're rejoined front and center by the master brewer of Zydeco Brewworks, Paul Rutherford. And, Paul, we've seen an explosion of pumpkin-type beers over the last number of years. You think of just all the breweries in the Northeast, Sam Adams that started there, and just so many other Southern Tier Brewing makes a very famous pumpkin. But we're seeing this now in mass. Pretty much every brewery comes out with
yeah.
it. Yeah. Question is, does Zydeco Brewworks come out with a pumpkin beer?
They don't, and they won't. I'm not a fan of the style.
Not a fan. All right. Well, you can definitely smell the sweetness on here. We'll say cheers on that. It's got some sweetness. I don't see any bitter. 24 on the IBUs. I'm getting no bitterness whatsoever. It's got a nice orange amber color to it. And by the way, one of the cool things is that when you buy this, you know, they don't have a six-pack. Normally you buy a six-pack. You know, beer comes in a six-pack. But for Uinta, especially for Utah, it comes in a 12-pack, one for you and 11 for your 11 wives. So it works. It works out great. But this actually, you know what? This is a pleasant beer.
Pretty balanced, not over the top.
Mm-hmm. What's incredible, you really get that cinnamon and the nutmeg and the allspice on here. All right, so now we're going to go from Utah. Now, this is interesting. Paul, you familiar with Funky Buddha Brewing down in South Florida? They have really, in a short time, come on the map. We had them at our Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line as our featured beer last February. They were great to deal with. We had them on for Cigar Oktoberfest, and I said, love your beer, got to get you involved. They came up, loved the event. And there are two beers that I want to sample today that I picked up that I've been on the lookout for. One relatively new, it is the Funky Buddha Sticky Treats. It's blonde ale with vanilla, and the second is Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie flavored tart ale. When you think of Florida, you think of Key Lime Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Crab's Key Lime Pie. It's very interesting because Funky Buddha was bought by Constellation Brands about a year and a half or so ago. Nobody knows the sale price, but I think it's interesting when you got a giant like Constellation coming in and snapping up a craft brewery. So very interesting. All right, so let's open the Funky. Have you had the Sticky Treats before?
I have not.
Well, I'll tell you, just looking at this thing, my mouth is kind of watering here. So, again, it's got a very light, almost a straw pale yellow to it, which is kind of interesting. We'll say cheers, see if I can smell the vanilla. Not as sticky treat-ish as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It is a rice blonde ale brewed with plenty of sticky vanilla. It says a taste that's not unlike your favorite rice cereal and marshmallow snack. I'm not so sure about that. Yeah. I mean, I love their stuff. They have some other beers that are just incredible. I'm trying to remember the one that I bought. I'll have to figure out what last year. Wait, I want to find out here the small batch. Let me see if that was it. Nope. There is one in their limited edition. Nope. Wait, I'm going to find it because it was a beer that just was so off the charts that I ended up buying some of their maple bacon coffee porter.
Yep.
That was one of them that I bought, but there's another one here. Oh, here it is, the sweet potato casserole. Now, they say it's on vacation. It's on hiatus now, but that is phenomenal. Let me take another sip of the sticky treats. Yeah, I'm not getting the Rice Krispie treats. All right, now we're going to try the key lime pie. Helps if I open up the beer first. All right, we'll open that up. Comes in the bottle. Again, this has almost a golden hue to it. Now, when we think of key lime pie, got lime, got some tartness, some sweetness. All right, we'll say cheers on this one. Now, that's got some interesting flavor characteristics.
That's pretty, pretty nice.
I'm getting the tartness, a little bit of that lime tartness, not as much sweetness, But I'm getting it. It's almost like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
At the very end, towards the back of the tongue and the back of the palate.
Yeah.
Very interesting. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's tart. You get that little lime and then almost a graham cracker essence in the finish.
Exactly. And again, Funky Buddha, you know, it's interesting because they've done things that are kind of different. And I think that if you're going to be a craft brewer today, you got to do things that are certainly different than everyone else. And they've come up with some interesting flavors. I was talking about that sweet potato casserole. They've got a blueberry cobbler ale. They've got another one called French Toast. They have more Moro Blood Orange IPA, also on vacation. But their big beers down here now is their Pineapple Beach, their Hop Gun IPA, and their Florida Hefeweizen.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know, if the Pineapple Beach is very good, but their Florida Hefeweizen is off the charts. Very, very smooth. All right, now next up, we're going to go to Southern Tier Brewing down just about 60 miles south of Buffalo. I had the privilege of visiting Southern Tier Brewery and Southern Tier Distilling last year, last August, and we had them on for Cigar Oktoberfest. This is their Pilsner German-style lager brew with hops and malts imported from Germany. They're in Lakewood, New York. Interesting, big success story. They were bought by a financial group that is starting to buy some various craft beers and run them more regionally. But Southern Tier has just exploded, and we're going to open this. This is in a can. Now, when we talk about a Pilsner German-style lager, one more time, Paul, tell us what that defines, what that means.
It's a very classic beer style. You know, it's German golden, dry, crisp lager, with some hop, noble hop focus.
All right. It does have the noble hops. Now, this says it's 40 on the IBU scale, International Bitterness Unit. Dry finish the way a German Pilsner should. We'll take a sip. That's good. That's a nice beer.
Yeah.
You know, this reminds me of your Gold Club.
It has some similarities.
It has some similarities in that it's got that flavor, got a little bit more of the hoppiness to it, but still yet very smooth. This is nice.
Yeah.
This is a really good beer. Again, this is Southern Tier Pilsner German style lager. Fantastic. All right. This is nice. Very smooth.
Drink a few of those.
Well, go ahead. I got the rest of the can. Finish up. Go ahead. You're not going anywhere. Not a problem. Now, let's talk about, before we go into our next beer from Alaska, tell us about some of the other beers that you have, Paul, here at Zydeco Brewworks. Because we started with three.
Yep.
And we started off with the Gold Club, which really enjoyed. But what are some of your other big sellers that you're known for, the most popular ones?
We do a lot of classic German lagers. So we have a Premium, which is a lighter golden lager. We have our Easy Rider Red, which is the Vienna style. We do have a Pilsner on right now. It is a Keller Pils, unfiltered Pils, we call it. All I wanted was a Pilsner, because that's usually what I like to drink.
Now, when unfiltered, what does that mean?
That means we leave the yeast in suspension. So classic Pilsners you see are very clear and brilliant. This is a little cloudy.
Does it give it a different taste?
It gives a little bit different texture.
Okay.
It's a little creamier mouthfeel, not quite as sharp as a filtered Pilsner.
Gotcha. So I'm going to have you pick one beer that we're going to end the show with.
Okay.
So you got, you probably got about 20 minutes or so, 15 minutes to start thinking about that. So it's big.
Okay.
I mean, this is big. We're going to end Cigar Oktoberfest. I mean, this is it for the 2018 celebration. So you got 12. We've already sampled three. You got to come up with one big hit. Now let's go to Alaska. The Alaskan Heritage Coffee Brown Ale, brewed with coffee from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company. It's their Pilot Series, a limited edition specialty beer, 7% alcohol by volume. And I'm just looking at this, and this is actually brewed and bottled in Juneau, Alaska. And actually, from the Alaskan Heritage Brewery, you can see Russia right across the strait. I mean, you can see the Bering Strait.
The neighbors.
It's right there, exactly. So anyway, this is called their Fall Seasonal, their Heritage Coffee Brown Ale. Big cocoa aroma, light earthy roasted and gourmet coffee notes. Now, this would mean a lot to you, Paul. Original gravity 1.071, color 25 SRM.
So original gravity is how much sugar it starts with.
Okay.
And that kind of gives you an idea how strong it's be. SRM is a weird chart they have. I can't think of color numbers. It doesn't work that way for me, but that's kind of a standard way.
Well, what's interesting is this has the color of an ale, not a porter or stout, because it is an ale.
It's a brown ale.
So this has got, this is definitely a brown ale. We'll say cheers on that. The bitterness is 19 on the IBU, and they use English malted oats, English chocolate malt, pale malt roasted with coffee beans at Heritage Coffee Company, Cascade and Calypso hops, and additions of hand-picked Brazilian coffee. Take a sip. Interesting.
That's really good.
Yeah, very nice.
I enjoyed that.
No bitterness. Getting a little bit of that coffee, but not. It's like you're having a cup of Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, but very, very nice. I'll take another sip here.
Yeah.
Mm. This is unique.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to have that with some dessert.
Well, I'm going to keep that entire bottle here for you because this is a 650-milliliter bottle, so you got loads more to sample for everybody else. And then when we come back in the next final segment, we're going to go to Mississippi for some Lazy Magnolia. I got to say it right. I can't say Lazy Magnolia. I got to say it. Lazy Magnolia, Mississippi's oldest brewery, for some sweet potato cream stout. All we need is Miss Daisy to come in and sample with us. Then we're going to go to Brazil for some Xingu black beer. Then we're going to go to the Blue Moon Brewing Company, which is... Where is Blue Moon Brewing Company? That is a good question. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This could be an enemy. This could be Coors Disguise.
Coors owns Blue Moon.
They own Blue Moon. Uh-huh. Interesting. See how they did that? Then we're going to have some Sam Adams Oktoberfest. And then we're going to have the Askeffen Breda Ale, which is a collaboration with New Belgium Brewing. And then, Paul, you are going to wrap it up with one selection from Zydeco Brewworks, one of the 12 beers that are on tap. So I know you've been hard at work thinking about that. The final and concluding segment of this Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuver Edition of the Cigar Dave Show from Zydeco Brewworks in Ybor City comes your way next.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is a sample.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, drive home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
A.J. Fernandez rolling great cigars in his huge Nicaraguan factory. First, the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes, a beautiful, smooth, delightful, rich cigar featuring a Rojita Nicaraguan wrapper. Then we've got the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. It is loaded with power, no trace of harshness, but lots of spiciness. Finally, the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Maduro featuring a Mexican San Andrean Marron wrapper. Just an amalgamation of chocolate, light sweetness, and creaminess. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get cigars like the A.J. Fernandez Sampler. Go to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month, and join now.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. While Oktoberfest in Munich may only run 18 days, we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest all month long. With more beer samplings, it's the General, Cigar Dave.
We've got 6 beers to go, total of about 24 we're going to be sampling today. Real quickly here, there was all the news, network newscasts. You saw it on cable news, newspapers, big headlines, beer crisis. Your cost of your beer is going to double, triple, quadruple because of climate change. Well, once again, they never did any analysis. This all stems from an article in theconversation.com where they gathered a team of scientists from China, the UK, and the US to assess different weather conditions and what would happen to barley if there was extreme drought and heat during the growing season. And, of course, they came up and said if that happens, there's going to be a decline in yields and the price could go up and consumption could go down, and they gave these crazy figures. But, again, they don't provide the data behind it, how they figured this out. But once again, all the lamestream media reports this and doesn't do any analysis or fact-checking. And, of course, people start saying, oh, my God, the cost of our beer is going to quadruple because of climate change. No, it's not. Not so fast. So I wanted to point that out. Now, let's finish up our remaining beers here. We're going to start off with Lazy Magnolia in Mississippi, in Kim, Mississippi, Mississippi's oldest brewery. This is their sweet potato cream stout, the ideal sweet southern stout. I'll tell you, just looking at this thing, it says it's got notes of ice cream, pastry, steak, ribs. Got me on all four of them. I'm good to go. Boy, this thing, I mean, this is like deep, dark black. This isn't even like espresso color. This thing is, I mean, this is like motor oil.
Yeah,
this is unbelievable. We'll say cheers on that. Take a taste. It's sweet, but not that sweet. I'm not getting a lot of the sweet potato. I don't know where they got that.
Kind of syrupy.
Yeah, it is kind of syrupy. Yeah. Okay, so not bad. But would I? Does this remind me of sweet potato? No way. I would say the Funky Buddha far better. I'll take another sip. All right, next up we're going to go from Mississippi to Brazil. We are going to go to the Xingu Black Beer, Xingu Brewing, one of the original craft beers in Brazil. Xingu is named after the Xingu River. It's spelled X-I-N-G-U, a tributary of the great Amazon River, and they opened the way for the beer revolution taking place in Brazil, pioneering the craft beer segment in 1988, and we've got their black beer, so we will try this. And, again, this is a dark-looking beer. I mean, again, it looks like a porter or a stout. We'll say cheers on this. Give it a try. This is good. This actually has some sweetness to it. Mm. This is pretty impressive. Won some big medals.
Tastes like a lager.
It does kind of taste like a lager, but it's got that that dark. They say smooth as silk, and it really is.
That's nice.
Mm. This is very pleasant. So Xingu, X-I-N-G-U, I like that. That is a very, very pleasant beer. Now, what do we say? The large breweries, Anheuser-Busch, Miller, Coors, They can't beat them, join them. So they've joined the craft revolution. But this is kind of unique. Coors created Blue Moon Brewing Company in Colorado, Golden, Colorado. I think this is actually brewed by Coors straight up, but they're trying to make it like it's a craft beer. And this is brewed. This is their Harvest Pumpkin Ale brewed with pumpkin and spices. Paul, I know you're not going to like this.
You're probably
and
right.
I should mention, Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks, our guest this entire show. We'll say cheers on that. Take a sip of this. I like this. Got a little sweetness to it. It tastes like autumn.
It's balanced. It's a lot of clove, but it's not.
It does have a lot of clove.
But it's not overwhelming.
Yeah, this is kind of a cool beer. I mean, for people that aren't big beer drinkers, this would be nice. No question about it. Now, we're going to move to Samuel Adams. Sam Adams, Oktoberfest. They call it a hearty and smooth Marzen. And again, one more time, Paul, tell us what a Marzen is.
Marzen is generally a full-bodied, malty German lager.
And when you look at this, the color on this is, this has got a real deep, it's almost like a red ale.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but we'll take a sip here. It's a good beer.
Very good.
Very pleasant. Very pleasant. It's available seasonally from August until November. 5.3% alcohol by volume, 16 on the International Bitterness Unit Scale. Deep red amber. This is pleasant. I like this.
Yeah. Delicious.
And we've tried a lot of Marzens today and some Pilsners. And, again, those are the roots of really where beer started, before the ales and the lagers.
Yeah.
All right. Now, next up, this is an interesting beer here. This is from Brewery Vivant. Now, this is found throughout Michigan, Massachusetts, but this is a collaboration with New Belgium Brewing. It's called their Breda Ale. This is 9.25% alcohol by volume.
Wow.
And it says, when you put two lionfish in a bowl, they fight. When you put two brewers at the same table, they drink beer and become friends. So that's how the collaboration started. They used their house yeast for primary fermentation, then aged a wild west yeast called Breda
Brettanomyces.
Brettanomyces. All right. And another one, Bruxellensis. Am I close?
Brux, something like that.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's just open the damn beer and let's just drink it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. Oops.
Lively.
Ooh, it is lively. Oops, got to be careful. Got some beer spilled on the old phone here. Thank you. Don't want to do that in any way, shape, or form. So we will do that, and we will take a sip here. Now, again, this is a light-colored looking. It's brewed in Michigan, although you're looking at it, you think it's brewed probably in Germany. Take a sip here. Wow. Expansive. This is good. Got some sweetness to it.
Yeah. And some of the wild yeast character.
Yeah.
Not overwhelming.
Mm. I got to tell you, this is my superior selection. Outstanding. Now, last up, Paul, from Zydeco Brewworks, you're going to wrap it up. What is it?
All right. This is our All I Wanted Was a Pilsner. So it is a Keller Pils, which is an unfiltered Pilsner, all German Pilsner malt, and German Hallertau hops.
Let's say cheers. And, Paul, I want to thank you, Paul Rutherford, Master Brewer, Zydeco Brewworks. Thank you for the hospitality. Cheers one more time. We'll take a sip of this. Oh, that is cool, refreshing. Got a little bit of hoppiness, but very smooth. Outstanding. Zydeco Brewworks, heart of Ybor City. Hope you enjoyed today's special mega Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting edition of the Cigar Dave Show. Can't believe the month of October is gone. Cigar Dave, the General, saying may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delicatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Happy Halloween. Trick or treat for cigars. Trick or treat for spirits. Trick or treat for steaks. Trick or treat for dames. Bye-bye.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hate crime charges for the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the Justice Department will file hate crime and other charges against the man accused in the Pittsburgh shootings. In a statement, Sessions called the killings reprehensible and utterly repugnant to the values of this nation. That echoes earlier comments from President Trump, who said such shooters should receive the death penalty and suffer the ultimate price.
Correspondent Wally Hines with that report. President Trump, meanwhile, told an audience at the FFA annual convention in Indianapolis Saturday there is no room for anti-Semitism in America, and he condemned the attack and all the hate that was behind it.
This wicked act of mass murder is pure evil, hard to believe, and frankly, something that is unimaginable.
U.S. troops being deployed to the southern border will be providing logistical and other support to the Border Patrol.
The Pentagon has approved a request from President Trump to send several hundred active-duty troops to the southern border. The additional members of the military would assist the Border Patrol by providing things such as vehicles, tents, and equipment. There already are about 2,000 National Guard troops there under a previous Pentagon arrangement. In the current situation, active-duty troops will not be on armed security missions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tropical storm Oscar has formed in the Atlantic Ocean but does not pose a threat to land. National Hurricane Center in Miami said Oscar, centered about 930 miles east-southeast of Bermuda, had top sustained winds of 65 miles an hour. Oscar, the season's 15th named storm, is expected to become a hurricane Sunday as its track curves towards the North Atlantic. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Veridesk makes it easy. Veridesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Veridesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Veridesk Active Workspace Solutions at Veridesk.com/radio. That's Veridesk.com/radio.
State workers in Maryland continue to attack the administration of Republican Governor Larry Hogan.
The union workers are demanding the administration provide better working conditions, including pay and staffing increases. The Washington Post reports hundreds of workers, represented by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Council 3, protested outside the Maryland State House in Annapolis on Wednesday. The union represents more than 20,000 state workers. It has criticized Hogan's administration for issues, including staff shortages. Bob Agnew reporting.
Police in southwestern England say a 45-year-old man arrested on suspicion of attempting to steal the Magna Carta from Salisbury Cathedral has been released on bail until November 20th. Officers continue their investigation. Cathedral employees on Thursday wrestled a hammer-wielding man to the ground after he attempted to smash a glass case and steal the treasured manuscript from the chapter house of the building. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Microsoft plans to continue to provide its technology to the U.S. military despite worries that advances in the field of artificial intelligence could empower weapons to act autonomously and kill people.
The company laid out its reasoning Friday in a blog post by Brad Smith, Microsoft's president. He wrote that he and Microsoft's CEO addressed employee concerns about Microsoft's military work and conceded some workers are still uneasy about it. Nevertheless, Smith says Microsoft will extend its more than 40-year relationship with the U.S. Department of Defense because the company believes its home country should have a strong military with the best technology. Patrick Frost reporting.
Nearly 64 years after his death, Henri Matisse has become one of the few non-Native Americans to have an exhibition at a museum in Phoenix dedicated to Native culture. The exhibit at the Heard Museum will open on Monday and will run through February the 3rd. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much, and welcome to the latest edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's going to be a big hour. Dr. Larry Sabato at the bottom of the hour when you talk about the midterms. And if you're watching on the stream, we're seeing George Papadopoulos in studio for the longest time. We saw the former foreign policy advisor to the president, then candidate, Donald Trump. We saw some video, and we heard about that he had a plea deal, and it's all revolved around the Russia investigation. You're about to hear from George himself after going behind closed doors with Congress yesterday to tell his side of the story. And if they are starting the Russia investigation and the Mueller probe because of what George Papadopoulos said, it stands on a weak floor, and George is about to expand on that. So before we do that, as well as follow another discovery of a package and a would-be bomb that just happened in New York City, it's the 11th package. Before we talk about that, let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
If he testifies publicly based on what we just heard today, I think the American people would side with George Papadopoulos, regardless of party, when you hear it.
That is Mark Meadows. After going behind closed doors with his congressional colleagues and hearing George Papadopoulos' side of the story and why he took the plea deal, the Mueller probe, how did it start? What did he get? What does he have? Well, it all started with George, and he joins us now. I'll talk to him in just a moment. What I believe we all find out and conclude, what we're beginning to conclude, that this whole thing was a setup of Donald Trump.
Number two.
What we're worried about, though, is making it very clear this caravan cannot come to the United States. They will not be allowed in. They will not be allowed to stay.
That is Kirsten Nielsen. She's Homeland Security Secretary. She was on the story last night at the border. The caravan of between 4,000 and 8,000 men and some women, 85% are men, it seems, are going to be stopped by the President of the United States. Are they getting the message?
Number one.
And it is fair to blame, in some sense, the president's rhetoric.
Now, our president cannot escape special scrutiny.
The toxic mix of 2 years of embracing dictators.
The tone is coming from the top, and now CNN has become a target.
Yeah, there you go. Suspected explosive devices after multiple packages found with bomb-making material. Authorities are getting closer to arresting the suspect. All we know is his targets are all Trump attackers. Does it make it right to blame the president? And we'll discuss that in just a second. But now it's the time to welcome in George Papadopoulos. George, let's talk. How tough has the last 2 years been?
Thanks a lot for having me on the show, Brian. I really appreciate it. Look, the last couple of years have been absolutely insane for me, and I'm just so happy that finally my side of the story is coming out, and Congressman Meadows and Congressman Ratcliffe expressed to the American public that, you know what, should I go public with my testimony, America will be on my side.
Right, and we just heard that, and we'll hear from them again. Were any Democrats showed up to question you?
I think there was one Democratic congressman, but he didn't question me.
He just listened.
He was just listening for a couple minutes.
So first, before we get into how you became onto the international stage, a little about you. What got you? You're a young guy. You're 28 years old now. You're still 28.
Now I'm 31. I was 28 at the time.
Wow, the time has flown by.
Yeah.
So you're 31 years old now. Your career is on the fast track. You're in energy.
Yeah.
And one of your first big deals was you're helping Israel because they had an oil discovery.
That's right.
What did you do?
So I was working at the Hudson Institute in Washington D.C. where basically, like you said, Israel finally discovered energy for the first time in its history. You know, there was always this joke about Israel that Moses led the Jews to the one part of the Middle East that had no energy, but we later find out that he was a great navigator and there was actually oil and energy. So what I was doing at the Hudson Institute was essentially trying to figure out how American companies could really enter that space, help Israel realign its allies in that part of the world after the Arab Spring, and, you know, basically help American companies monetize Israeli energy reserves, which was a win-win. But that caused a lot of problems for me, and it put me under the microscope of the Obama administration.
Because they were all over Israel. I mean, they were almost enemies. Him and Benjamin Netanyahu and President Obama did not get along, and they thought Israel was the big obstacle to Middle East peace.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I remember I'd be talking at very high-level conferences in Israel at that time and around that part of the world about this particular topic, and I would have people from the Obama State Department basically threaten me and telling me, look, what you're doing, you know, you're causing a lot of problems for us. I would have ambassadors reach out to me from the Obama State Department and say the same thing. So I never really took it too serious until all of a sudden I came under scrutiny by the DOJ about my ties to Israel.
What year is this?
This would be, let's say, 2013 up until this year.
Right. So he's out of power in 2016.
Yeah.
So 2014, he's got 2 full years left. And would you believe there was a, from your estimation, was there a FISA warrant on you?
My estimation is I was under a lot of surveillance by many different entities, organizations, and intelligence services, and it would be unfathomable for me to just not have some sort of warrant that would allow these people to have me under surveillance.
Did it stop your life at all? Besides being surveilled, did it stop you getting credit or did it stop you getting a job?
Well, I mean, at the time of my FBI interview, I was actively trying to get a job with the administration. So, I mean, of course.
With the Obama administration?
No, the Trump administration. Oh. And, of course, once the FBI came to my house, those dreams were completely shattered. And what I think was for a completely unjustified reason, because now that we have new evidence that surfaced about tremendous government misconduct, as the congressman himself referenced yesterday, I think my story really needs to be viewed in a different light.
So the president of the United States ends up being the front runner on the Republican side, and he's an outsider. So all the big names are with the Rubios and the Bushes, and they don't like the way Donald Trump, for the most part, conducted himself, and they don't believe he can win. So he puts together a young, talented foreign policy group, and you're part of that team. Famously, there's a picture of you all sitting around a table.
Yeah.
What was your mission?
So I believe that Donald Trump was actually going to be elected president as soon as I saw him announce his candidacy. I don't know if it was just fate that, you know, I was supposed to get on this campaign, but in the summer of 2015, I reached out to Corey Lewandowski when I think their entire campaign was three people, and I said, look, I want to join this campaign. I believe in Donald Trump. I think he's going to end up winning. So I stayed in touch with these people. I got on the campaign eventually after I joined the Ben Carson campaign, and my mission essentially was to try and make Donald Trump look as much of a statesman as absolutely possible by leveraging contacts I had in the Middle East, not necessarily Russia, because I had no contacts there. And then I go on this expedition to introduce him to Vladimir Putin. And in the middle of that, of course, it's now known that Western intelligence used that against me to basically sabotage me and then eventually try right. to do it to Trump himself.
So how did you end up with a mission to meet Vladimir Putin?
I just saw candidate Trump talking about working with Russia. I mean, he was very vocal about it.
Obviously,
obviously. I mean, this wasn't a secret. And I said to myself, okay, you know, I could introduce him to a leader in the Middle East, but is that really going to achieve what he's been talking about? And he wants to meet Vladimir Putin, or at least, you know, engage the American public of why he wants to work with Russia. So I thought, let's introduce him to Vladimir Putin for a photo op, a handshake, just so, you know, he would look like a great statesman. And that was really essentially what I was trying to put together. There was no collusion. There was no attempt to collude. This is all a fantasy.
You call back to Sessions and say, listen, I'm getting some contacts with Russia. Who are these contacts?
So I didn't talk to Sessions in particular, but at that meeting, if that's what you're referring to, that March 31st meeting, I basically told the group, there's this one person who's presenting himself as some sort of intermediary with Russia, and I could set up this meeting by using him. Are we all interested? Of course, some people were not interested. You know, I don't think really Donald Trump was that interested. He just kind of nodded to think about it. And then I just pursued it, and it never went anywhere. So there's this misunderstanding that I'm this insider in Russia, when in reality I was a complete wannabe when it came to that part of the world.
Because they were telling you one thing. And who was that person that was telling you they had Russian connections?
It's this infamous professor, Joseph Mifsud, this Maltese professor that just a couple days ago...
Of Malta descent, but we're living in London and as a professor.
Exactly, and living in London, tied to all these Western intelligence groups. But then, he starts to present himself as a Russia insider. And basically, a couple days ago, his own lawyer went public and stated that he was working for the FBI, not Russia. So it's very confusing. I don't understand why his own lawyer would make such a statement if it is false. I don't believe it's false.
And he's also hiding in Italy.
He's also hiding in Italy. He's living openly. I think he changed his identity. So obviously he's getting support. I mean, his reputation obviously must be destroyed. He's not going to be attending conferences or anything like that. So how is he living? Who's supporting him? And have those checks stopped? And is that why his lawyer went public now?
George Papadopoulos is here. So this is your first contact, and it's with intelligence. But you think you're talking to a professor. But you're talking to Joseph Mifsud, who's allied with British intelligence.
That's right.
So did one of the things he tells you, what does he tell you about Hillary's emails?
Yeah, so by the time he tells me in late April that the Russians, quote, have thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails, this is a person who couldn't even introduce me to anyone of substance in Russia or in the Russian government or even in London, which I was actively trying to meet at the time, just, you know, to understand what the U.S.-Russia relationship was all about. But then we go from a guy who tells me he knows the world in Russia to not introducing me to anyone, and then he has all of a sudden the keys to this kingdom regarding Hillary's emails. So it didn't really make sense.
It was just one conversation?
It was one conversation. He dropped this on my lap.
What did he say to you?
I never asked for it.
But what did he say?
He just basically sat down with me and he says, I have information that the Russians have thousands of Hillary's emails. I never asked for him to tell me this. We were sitting down having lunch or breakfast. Out of nowhere, he drops his bomb on me. It was like he was dangling something on me to see if I would bite. And that's what
you?
It looks... I didn't buy. I mean, I never knowingly told anyone on the Trump campaign this. I gossiped about it with another diplomat in Greece.
With name Alexander Downer.
Allegedly, I told Alexander Downer. I have no memory of ever telling this person that. The only thing I know about this meeting with Alexander Downer was that it was a setup. He was there recording my conversation. I met him through various intermediaries of Western intelligence, and he just wanted to meet, and he started talking about a lot of different things that had nothing to do with the U.S.-Australia
relationship. You just happened to be in a bar. Right? Was it a bar?
No. So the meeting was planned. I mean,
with Downer.
With Downer through his associate. We meet there, and he begins to be incredibly belligerent. He hates Trump. He's telling me to back off my comments about the UK Prime Minister when he was disparaging Trump about his Muslim ban comments. And then he became very hostile. So I don't understand why I would tell a hostile individual something like that that I had just heard. So it doesn't make sense because I don't have any memory of ever telling him
now,
that.
Now, so what George is saying is this ambassador, an Australian ambassador in London, he's got to be as benign as they come. He's there to look out for Australian interest, ostensibly. Now, we know Australia, the UK, and the U.S. are tight. We get that. So this ambassador taped the conversation because the transcripts are now apparent. Now, the way the story was told to us, George, on the outside, is that George Papadopoulos gets word about these emails, has a few drinks, and tells this ambassador the story. Now, it tells the ambassador the story that he's got his emails, and it's going to be huge news. Now, in reality, the emails were John Podesta's email was hacked, and that's what came out. Podesta's name never came up.
Never heard
it's
his name.
Never in the transcript. So the ambassador of Urspo says, when I saw the emails get released, I realized that conversation I had with George Papadopoulos, I have to tell the FBI because I care about America. In reality, he's working for the FBI, and he's given millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. But we didn't find that out till later.
That's absolutely right, and there was other information that I just recently found out through various reporters that Peter Strzok's boss at the time traveled to London either right before I met Alexander Downer or the day after I met him. So That's some new information I'm not sure the American public understands. But why on earth would Peter Strzok's boss be in London at the time of my meeting with Alexander Downer? It makes no sense.
Peter Strzok is the disgraced FBI official in charge of counterterror that had the affair with Lisa Page.
That's right.
That foolishly used government phones to text messages, his hatred for Donald Trump, and a plot and plan, emergency plan, to take him down. Should he win? He won. Is this the plan?
It certainly looks like it. And you know what? There was another really interesting piece of information that came out from these exact text messages that you just referenced. The day I meet Joseph Mifsud in Rome, Peter Strzok is texting Lisa Page about their overseas contact now talking. Now, unless it's just a crazy coincidence that on the same exact day that I meet Joseph Mifsud, Peter Strzok is texting Lisa Page about an overseas contact of theirs who is now talking, I don't know what to think about this.
It could be you. More with George Papadopoulos the day after his testimony behind closed doors. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade. Sean Hannity.
One of the greatest things about working at the Fox News Channel is whatever's in my heart, mind, and soul is going to come out. I have never, ever been told what to say, how to say it. I do debate. I get other people's opinions. Who do we cater to? Who are we trying to appeal to and reach? Forgotten men and women that deserve their shot at the American dream.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000 and can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/KillMeade. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/KillMeade. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/KillMeade for more information.
In-depth, insightful, intelligent. Get it all. Tune in at 10 a.m. Eastern to Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Channel. Every Sunday, Maria is sitting down with the biggest players in Washington and Wall Street, asking the tough questions and bringing a new perspective on the nation's most pressing issues. Every Sunday, tune in 10 a.m. Eastern to Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Channel. Don't miss it.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. Load up your favorite sides of potatoes and fries with cheese and bacon, or try our new creamy and very indulgent mac and cheese entree. Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory. Few zip codes are as well known as Beverly Hills 90210, a TV series which first aired in 1990. It was the saga of the turmoil of rich kids at West Beverly Hills High, facing love, loss of love, pregnancies, drugs, and other teen crisis of the day. And it brought us some new primetime soap opera stars like Jason Priestley, Shannon Doherty, and Luke Perry. More sound memories on Fox News Talk.
You know, listen, if he testifies publicly based on what we just heard today, I think the American people would side with George Papadopoulos regardless of party when you hear it. And yet I don't see a public hearing happening, just to be frank.
So you have basically, and that is Mark Meadows, and you said, George Papadopoulos here in studio, you said, I want to go public. And they said, well, you do better behind closed doors. In retrospect, was he right?
I don't know about doing better or not, but maybe the things I was talking about were very sensitive, and perhaps that's why it was better to do it behind the scenes.
You have three countries coming at you: Britain, Australia, and the U.S. and the United States FBI.
That's right, and to this day, I don't understand why I had this particular target on me, considering that we have the most sophisticated intelligence agencies in the world working here at home and with the UK and Australia. They, of course, knew I had no Russia contacts. I mean, you could just simply do a background check. So, obviously, I wasn't targeted for that. I was targeted for some other reason, and it's not my job to figure it out. It's jobs of you and other reporters and probably Congress to figure it out why Papadopoulos was the target.
And, George, so a lawmaker that read the transcript of your conversation with Ambassador Downer said, my biggest mystery is, why would George ever take a plea and admit guilt from lying to the FBI after reading this? Is what am I missing? He asked me, he's like, what am I missing? I don't know. Why did you take a plea?
Well, there's a reason I have a new counsel now, and I'm looking at all options to fight this. And really, as I said on TV earlier with you, I just want to make sure that what happened to me never again happens to any American. And if I'm going to fight this, it's not just for myself. It's for any American citizen who might be targeted lawfully or unlawfully by our own government.
So you're looking to possibly overturn that plea?
Absolutely.
And take it back?
Absolutely, yes.
That's a risk with that.
There's a risk, but you know what? It's a worthy risk, because my reputation's on the line. I think the integrity of this entire investigation's on the line, and sometimes you have to think of the greater good and not just yourself.
What was your interaction with the Mueller probe like?
I really can't get into too many details about my exact interactions with them, but as I said, I'm looking to fight this right now. So
The Mueller probe's going to come out with a whole bunch of indictments, evidently, after the midterm elections. If it's based on George Papadopoulos and they build from there, what's your message to the Mueller probe?
I have absolutely no idea who they're looking at or what they might be doing. All I could do is speak for myself. And if, as I stated earlier, I was targeted by Western intelligence, there was absolutely no reason I should have been prosecuted.
Here is Mark Meadows, cut 34.
What's troubling for me is that today there is even a greater confirmation in my mind that there was inappropriate behavior on behalf of the FBI and DOJ as they initiated this investigation, as they continued with the investigation, and as they continue to not give information to whether it's Mr. Papadopoulos' counsel or the American people or Congress.
because you have to put this together on your own. They're not giving you information about you.
Look, if it wasn't for the great work of certain reporters, to this day, I don't think anyone in this country, let alone me or any counsel of mine, would have known that there was this exculpatory evidence.
And just very interesting that this Mifsud, Halper, Downer, they have one thing in common. They all don't like President Trump. And for Mifsud, Mifsud worked, it seems, with Christopher Steele to unearth the corruption with the World Cup. And that's how Christopher Steele got the trust of the FBI. And now they're working together to get you and Donald Trump.
It's insane. I mean, it's absolutely crazy what I wandered into. And I'm just surprised, you know, I wasn't looking at a lot worse charges, because probably my gut was right on a lot of these meetings.
George, I really love that you came in here. Sorry you had to go through that. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Larry Sabato next. We'll have you back.
Thanks so much.
Three Dog Night is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spankin' new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engines throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
What's happening, mister?
to succeed.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Anthony Mancinelli, the world's oldest barber, makes the Dean's List. Anthony is 107 years old and is still working full-time, cutting hair 5 days a week for 8 hours a day. He's been working in the barbershop for the past 97 years. Mr. Mancinelli was born in 1911 near Naples, Italy, and 8 years later sailed to the United States with his family, arriving in New York on September 11, 1919. The Mancinellis settled in Newburgh, New York, just 8 miles from New Windsor, where Anthony currently resides. He started cutting hair in 1921. When haircuts cost 25 cents. He was just 10 years old. Today, he's considered one of the most reliable employees at the salon. When asked about retirement,
the only one that knows the secret is a man above. Oh, working, it keeps you young, I says. It keeps you young.
Anthony, you're a cut above the rest. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But it's the hype machine. This is the gin up the base machine. This is the pivot from Kavanaugh to sort of wrap around and complete the effort to get the base to come out, to sustain that energy that, you know, I'm ready to go and vote for the president. And remember, the president is putting himself on the ballot, and yet in the same breath, we'll say, well, if this doesn't work, it's not my fault. Well, you can't have it both ways. This is either about you or it isn't. If you're telling it's about you by telling candidates, tell your voters to vote for me as well, then, yeah, all of this is about you and all of this is on you.
Michael Steele read the headline of the AP. The AP said, the president said, if I lose, it's not my fault. If you read the story, you know what he said? They said, do you feel responsible for the midterms? He said, no. He said, what I'm doing is helping. I think I'm helping. So do you understand what he was saying? He says, I'm flying all around the country. How can you say that I'm not helping? So the AP read with a headline that was totally deceptive. And even Howie Kurtz came out and said, we on Fox and Friends got it right. A person who knows Fox and Friends is always right just happens to be on the phone. It's a total coincidence. Dr. Larry Sabato. Welcome back, Dr. Sabato.
Thank you so much. And congratulations on the paperback of your book about Andrew Jackson, in which you cover up for all his sins.
That is not true. I talk about one of the most decisive, impactful victories in American history. But I know Everybody at the University of Virginia thinks the sun rises and sets on Jefferson.
It does. It does. Jackson is a minor course figure in history compared to Thomas Jefferson.
It's a very tough conversation to have that nobody in the world is having, by the way, except us.
We two are, and right now in a bunch of cars listening to you, people are arguing about the same thing.
Yeah, right. I think it's more Dodgers Red Sox, but you know, you tell me. I think you understand.
No, it's the Giants. The Giants are doing so well, and that's your team.
It's really great. I've never seen a fire sale in football, but John Gruden started the first one. He just said, my team stinks. I'm giving everybody away. I think Derek Carr's next. So the Giants say, I thought we were going to be good. We stink. So they've traded three guys, and is Eli next? But I digress. First
you
off.
You really do, because we're here to talk about politics.
Right, and
you
I blame
this
you.
Every time.
That is
you
not
go,
true.
You go off the interstate and start traveling on these little dirt roads and talking about things that have nothing to do with my expertise.
This is the first time you've berated me on live radio.
No, I've done it before.
Oh, you're right.
No, I remember. Peter has a list. I think Allison does, too, if she's there.
Right. You see, my staff is so big, I don't even know their first names.
I understand. You know, I'm the same way. Thousands and thousands of people. I mean, they just parade by. I can't remember even that I've met them.
Right. They just the ones who come up with a crystal ball.
And
by the way, if you want to know what's going to happen, Dr. Larry Sabato's crystal ball is now out. I was struck by this headline. today in the Washington Post. In key House districts sought by Democrats, fear of defeat becomes fuel. And it's a whole thing how many Democrats feel like they did with Hillary Clinton in 2016, only to be crushed on Election Day. Is that one of those things where you're trying to motivate voters? As I read the article, there's a fear that the Republicans have closed the gap. Since Labor Day, you'd have to say yes, but how close have they gotten to, closing the gap in the House is key, right, Dr. Sabato?
Yeah, but I mean, you have to, I think you start with the Senate, because that has always been the Republicans' top goal, that if they lost the House, they had to keep the Senate. And they have made progress there. I think it's, you know, a long shot now that Democrats would, win the Senate. The House, you know, what you said is absolutely true, although really you're taking it from somebody else. You just borrowed it. It wasn't an original idea. But there is this palpable fear out there among Democrats. They keep having these flashbacks to election night 2016. Maybe they should, but I'm just saying it's somewhat irrational. Every election is different. You're not going to have the same factors at work, but they were stunned, really in shock for, weeks after the 2016 election, and they're worried that it's all going to happen again. Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. There's no sense worrying about it. It's one of those things in life you can't control.
So the GDP, it went up, was at 4.2 last quarter, now 3.5, two very good numbers, and now you have the tax cut. And the original premise was, hey, Republicans run on the tax cut. And a new one is, look at this caravan and immigration. And this is what we're talking about. And it's not a what if. It is, it's happening. The Republicans running on the right thing?
Well, look, this election is all about Donald Trump, just like Michael Steele was suggesting, maybe not the way he was interpreting it. But Trump has placed himself at the center of this election. He was going to be the center anyway. Democrats would have made him the center of it if he hadn't made him the center of it. And most votes are going to be cast in reference to him. That's not to say that issues don't play a big part. They do. For Republicans, immigration has been at the top of the list for 3 years. And that's why the caravan, you know, when I hear people say the Democrats funded the caravan, I have to laugh. It should be Republicans funded the caravan, because it's helping their candidates. It's putting immigration front and center right at the critical moment of the campaign, the final days of a campaign. So Kavanaugh, the caravan, and Trump himself. That's what's driving the Republican side and, to some degree, the Democratic side.
Let's drill down. This is what Democrats have been saying. Some current trouble exists in the majority of non-white districts where Democrats worry about turning out the Hispanic vote. They have largely given up hope of unseating Will Hurd, you know, who goes against the president on the wall and other things. And he's a CIA guy, remarkably competent and diverse. But and another Val Otto over also in California. So what's going on from what your numbers tell you about the Hispanic vote in America?
Well, there's great concern, I know, on the Democratic side about getting a good turnout, because they didn't get it in 2016. I mean, it was Hispanics, African-Americans, and millennials who did not turn out at anywhere close to the rate they were expected to, and of course that made the difference. So they've detected relatively low interest among Hispanics in the midterm election, and normally, frankly, minorities and millennials don't participate in midterms. So that's kind of a built-in structural advantage for the Republicans. So, you know, you've always got exceptions. You mentioned Will Hurd. What parties need to do, and they have done to a certain degree, is to allow the district to dictate the nominee. And in the case of Will Hurd, that's a moderate district, relatively speaking.
Yep.
It's a close, competitive, moderate district. And Will Hurd has played that correctly. He has used the issues that help him and avoided the issues that hurt him, and that's why he's the favorite.
That makes sense. And by the way, we need people like this who are going to have lucrative security careers. I got a chance to know them a little bit. But they go back into service where they pay okay, but you go into two places on a regular basis. It's truly service. And for Republicans to criticize Will Hurd, I'm thinking to myself, what do you want in a candidate? They all can't be speaking from the same hymn sheet. Then you're not serving the country. Don't you agree, Dr. Sabato?
Well, yeah. And also, you can't actually get a majority if you insist on that. You
yeah.
can't. can't have everybody looking and sounding exactly alike. This is a very diverse country. And so you have to adjust the nominee to the district and really vice versa during gerrymandering. But, and you're right, look, people think that congressmen are very well off and so on, and some of them are. Some of them are very wealthy before they come in. But for relatively average people of modest means, and there are quite a few of them in Congress, it's a struggle to run a household in D.C. and another household at home because, frankly, Brian, not everybody makes your kind of money.
Right, exactly. You know, except
not
for...
Not even close, Brian.
You know, Hannity gets close.
He's probably doing just a little bit better, so he owes you.
Right. Yes. Put it this way. My helicopter is not a new one. He gets a new helicopter. He leases them. I bought an old one, and I refurbish.
I insist on a new jet every year. It's in my contract.
All right. So having said that, when we leave transportation for just a second, and again, I blame you for getting us off track, and tapes will reveal that I'm 100% correct.
Now, Peter promised me he's going to cut that part out. You'll never have a record of it.
Who is Peter? I got to meet him.
He's one of your hundreds of assistants.
Exactly.
He's back there running some machine.
Tom Perez runs the DNC. Tell me if he's playing a game or is he really worried?
We always knew the election was going to be close. I don't use the term blue wave. I always talk about the need for the blocking and tackling.
I know a lot of people talk about this blue wave and all that stuff. I don't believe it. I happen to think that on election night, you're going to find a very, very close situation, and it may be a handful of votes determining whether Democrats gain control of the House.
And so are they just playing down expectations, Bernie Sanders and Tom Perez, pushing aside the blue wave, trying to motivate people?
No, well, it's both, really. I mean, basically they're saying, I'm having flashbacks to 2016, I'm afraid. The other half of it is they have to insist that the election is very, very close to get their people out because many Democrats aren't used to participating in midterms. So it's a bit of both. In the middle of the night, they're having the 2016 flashbacks. During the day, they're trying to motivate the Democratic Party constituencies.
It's hard to comment on breaking news, but we found another package, this one to James Clapper in New York City. When I started the show, walking upstairs, they found they looked like another package was heading to Cory Booker. I do hear that they're close to an arrest, but so far that hasn't stopped the packages that seem to have been put in play at some point this week. When you look at this, and we hope no one's hurt, and these seem to be bomb-making material, but no, there's no igniter there, no blasting cap, thankfully. Having said that, who does this play more for? The Democrats who say that the president's language is causing this, or the Republicans who are a security party?
I want to see who it is. And maybe it's a person, maybe it's persons. You gave me some good news. I hadn't realized they were close to an arrest. I'm thrilled to hear that because this is intolerable. And God knows, I hope that 100% or maybe 99%, knowing our country as we do, 99% would agree this is absolutely unacceptable. This goes way beyond the bounds of anybody's definition of discourse in politics. So let's find out who did it. Let's find out what the motives were. Then we can assess the damage, if there is any. Maybe there won't be any effect at all politically. But we have to know who it is and what the motives were.
So how could a president, and I asked this question yesterday without getting a great answer, so all the pressure's on you. A president who's had three hit books on it, from Amorosa to Michael Wolff to Bob Woodward. He had an anonymous staffer write an editorial talking about how incompetent he is. He's had multiple people like Tillerson and reportedly Kelly basically call him an idiot. But yet he is now at 47% according to the Wall Street Journal, NBC, and 44% according to CNN approval. That's just above President Obama. Now he's trying to nationalize this election and make it about himself. I know we have to rewrite and rethink everything in the Donald Trump era, but can you make sense of that?
Sure. He made a connection with his people, the 46% who voted for him, that has endured. Of course, you also have to say he made a connection with the people who didn't vote for him that has also endured. People made up their minds about Donald Trump a long time ago. This additional information, you just mentioned
yep.
much of it, It makes no difference. If you're for him, you're really for him. If you're against him, you're really against him. I've yet to meet anybody in the middle.
Well, you do meet him. You poll them. I mean, independents, undecideds, what do they say?
No, but they've already made up their minds about Donald Trump. They may not have made up their minds about who they're going to vote for in this midterm election, because after all, while Donald Trump is center stage, there are other people on the stage. I mean, the candidates matter. Their issues matter. The states and districts matter. So, once again, you're overgeneralizing, Brian, and I guess this is leading back to another discussion, another plug for your book.
No, I think that you are becoming more belligerent than Chris Wallace on this show, and I didn't think that was possible. This is incredible.
I'll never be as belligerent as Chris Wallace. Not a chance.
Well, I'll tell you, you're really giving me a run for the money. The hits that I'm getting and really hurting my self-esteem, I don't know if I have the confidence to have a good weekend.
Well, give it over to your staff. Let them have a turn at the mic. I'd like to see how they do.
You know what? If I knew who they were, it would definitely help. And Dr. Savino, right now, if you were to look at your crystal ball, how many seats are sure? How many are up for grabs in the House?
Well, we don't have either party over 218. We've been very, very cautious. And that means the remaining toss-ups, we've got, I think, 22 remaining toss-ups. That's where the election will be decided. I don't see a tsunami. I don't see a big blue wave. I've said that for a long time. I've been very consistent, just as, and you know this because I've talked with you, but I remember on Fox saying last Christmas that the Republicans would hold the Senate and maybe add a seat or two. And I haven't changed one iota. Now, the electorate may force me to change, at which point I will blame them.
Exactly. Blame the fickle voter. Josh Hawley and others doing quite well in their district, and there's still a belief that Senator Scott's going to pull it out in Florida, and that would expand the reach, and if they hold their others. Arizona, I guess, is going to be a tough slog, and Nevada is starting to go and trend in the Republicans' direction.
Yeah, well, all that is true, and yet I can present data and evidence and polls to the contrary. We're at the point in the election when there's so much data and so many polls coming at you from so many different directions that you're almost better just to tune it out.
Not you, though, Dr. Savino.
Don't hurt your own business.
What's wrong with you?
Look at the crystal ball in between reading chapters of your book about Andrew Jackson.
Now on paperback. More on where
now
I'll be
paperback.
This weekend.
Exactly.
And finally, I'm going to be in New Orleans on Sunday, Saturday in Baton Rouge, and Friday in St. Louis. That's today.
Oh, my God. All the plugs. This is all about you. Forget about Trump. This is all about you.
Dr. Savino, I'd like to thank you for this appearance, but I have not enjoyed it.
Well, you have a good weekend and a good trip to Louisiana, and you'll eat well at least.
Thank you very much. Dr. Savino, thanks.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/killmead. That's Lightstream, LightStream.com/killmead. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/killmead for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Speaking of mispronouncing on a show last week, Lou Dobbs was talking about the migrant caravan making its way through a town in Mexico called Huixla. Check out how he said it.
The caravan of mostly Central American immigrants is now in the Mexican city of Huixla tonight, where it has rested throughout the day.
What? Did he just stub his toe or something? Yes. Sounds like he just stepped in a shower that's way too cold. He's like,
wow, that is fantastic.
You never have that problem, Brian.
No, I never have. Have you ever heard me mispronounce anything? Michael Medvedev, excuse me.
Never,
why,
never.
Why, Eric, why would you keep that?
Wait, there might be another one.
For a huge Friday, Black Friday savings on your entire order. Sheets, towels, duvet covers.
Or maybe another one?
That's briansbeets.com, BrinsBeets.com.
Or one more.
Singing songs from La Mis. And where else are they singing from?
Wait, what's the name of the play again?
La Miserables. La Misera. Miserables.
Would you kill me if we have one more?
There's no way you have one more. You have a much more black and white thing. I love when I back out and just change the phrase. I think I give myself the most respect with that. I think I know when to quit. Like, there are certain words that I'll never be able to pronounce, and I will switch it. That's what I think I respect about myself most. But you're all fired. If I had the power to do it, you'd all be gone.
What we respect is that you at least try, so then you can give us the material.
And why do you record everything, Eric? I'm definitely not going to say
try
anything on the
air. Entertainment purposes.
That was totally incomprehensible.
Back in a moment.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000, and can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/killmead. That's Lightstream, LightStream.com/killmead. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/kill.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Federal investigators say Saturday morning shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue was a hate crime. 11 people were killed, 6 others wounded, including 4 police officers. Scott Brady's the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, says the act was the lowest of the low.
The actions of Robert Bowers represent the worst of humanity. We are dedicating the entire resources of my office to this federal hate crime investigation and prosecution.
Meanwhile, the 45-year-old suspect is a Pittsburgh man who was also wounded. He was taken into custody. He's been booked on 29 charges.
Please know that justice in this case will be swift and it will be severe.
The shooting occurred shortly before 10 a.m. during a baby naming ceremony inside the Tree of Life Synagogue in the city's Squirrel Hill neighborhood. President Trump Saturday evening ordering flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half staff in solemn respect for the shooting victims. Democrat Representative Beto O'Rourke picks up his third major newspaper endorsement in Texas over Republican incumbent Senator Ted Cruz.
Fort Worth is called Cowtown, famous for its popular stockyards and conservative country values, but the Fort Worth Star-Telegram chose to endorse Beto O'Rourke over Ted Cruz, calling the two polar political opposites, but says that O'Rourke seems interested in finding middle ground, noting he's better for trade deals. The Star-Telegram did say that Cruz is closer to Texas's views on faith and values and also on energy policy. Of Cruz, the paper simply says this office needs a reset. The Houston Chronicle and the Dallas Morning News are hanging their hats on O'Rourke as well. Val Dior, Dallas.
Steve Pierce hit a tying homer in the eighth inning, 3-run double in the ninth, and the Red Sox rally for a 9-6 win over the L.A. Dodgers Saturday to lead the series 3-1 going into Sunday night. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premiums, and even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-735-8803. That's 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
Swooning stocks over the last 3 weeks have investors worried.
The recent turbulence in financial markets is a contrast to what investors have grown accustomed to in a bull market that has lasted more than 10 years, the longest in history. A hallmark of the past decade has been ultra-low interest rates, which the Federal Reserve used to promote growth in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis. The Fed has been gradually raising interest rates over the past 2 years after not having increased them since the recession. Those higher rates have been one catalyst for recent selling. Patrick Foss reporting.
Officials at Yosemite National Park investigating the deaths of two people who fell from a popular overlook that allows visitors to walk right up to the cliff's edge. No railing at that outlook. On Wednesday, the bodies of a man and a woman were spotted by another tourist, but it's still unclear when the pair fell and from what spot. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An inmate at a Virginia jail is facing charges after authorities say he assaulted James Fields, the man accused of driving a car into counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally.
Colonel Martin Coomer is superintendent of the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail. He said in a news release that the incident happened about 10 a.m. Monday. The release says Fields was being seen by jail staff in an office when another inmate, Timothy Ray Brown Jr., made his way past a correctional officer and hit Fields twice above his shoulders. Coomer says Fields did not have an opportunity to respond. Neither inmate had any serious injuries. The release says Brown has been charged with assault and Fields has been given the chance to pursue criminal charges against him. Keith Peters reporting.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis telling an international conference the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi undermines regional stability, and he warned the State Department will take further action in response to the killing. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Who used to be deputy director of the FBI. We're waiting for him and get his expertise. He's working the story, too, as we now have a ninth package, a suspicious package, that has explosive material. We do not know if it was an actual bomb, but as all the material and all the looks of what seems to be a bomb, but none have been detonated that we know of. All have one thing in common. They all are targeted and sent to prominent critics of President Trump, which leading a lot of people to be critical of President Trump and kind of blaming him, which I find a huge leap. So before we go any further, let's get officially started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
We're just 13 days away from a very, very important election. It's an election of monumental, just if you look at it, monumental importance, isn't it? Wouldn't you say monumental importance?
That is the President of the United States at a rally last night in Wisconsin, desperate to keep Governor Scott Walker and some of the power base in Wisconsin and keep those seats red. He had a relatively toned-down appearance, and he made sure to mention the series of package would-be bombs that were mailed to various locations, including CNN. There is a positive party momentum for the GOP, and one with the DNC is filled with anger, resentment, and hatred towards President Trump. The Senate is all but secured for the right. The House is still in play, according to the AP. What will that mean for the next 12 days?
Number two.
Investigators are now studying at least 9 suspicious packages that were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest was addressed to actor Robert De Niro and found in Lower Manhattan this morning.
That was Gail King. A 9th suspicious package found this morning. The latest addressed to the former Vice President Biden, Robert De Niro's production company. That was discovered about 4 in the morning. It was taken away about 6 in the morning. I'll bring you the latest.
Number 1.
It was just a week ago that the president was exalting the fact that a congressman had body slammed a reporter. Well, if you glorify violence in your speeches, people are going to hear that. We don't know who delivered these bombs, but odds are they were someone who's heard the president's message and acted on it. So he bears responsibility for this.
That is David Axelrod. Piping in terror, a series of pipe bombs with strikingly similar targets. Prominent Dems and CNN are going after the president on this. Is that fair? Let's ask Chris Wallace. Chris, another time in which is unprecedented. We have 9 separate packages with bomb-making material in it, if not legitimate bombs. It seems to be made by the right people or the right person, the same person. The return address is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The 6 stamps are the exact same, forever stamps, and they all are typed on the same typewriter, it seems, or the same printer. A couple of misspellings, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's last name and John Brennan's first name. They also sent Brennan's package to CNN, where he is not a contributor. Chris, what do you make of this?
Well, what I make in terms of who sent it is that it's obviously some deranged nut, you know. And so I think we make a mistake when we draw larger conclusions, just like a deranged nut on the left went to Alexandria and shot up a Republican baseball practice last year. Republicans practicing members of Congress for the congressional baseball game. And, you know, that really, in terms of immediate responsibility, doesn't go beyond that one individual. My guess is we're going to find the same thing here. It's a deranged right-wing nut who decided that he was, or she, was going to send these pipe bombs out to a variety of, as you say, left-wing critics of President Trump. Having said that, and you know, and I think that's the main lesson, is that the key responsibility is to that individual. There is no question that there is an inflammatory, a polarized, an ugly discourse to our politics today. Not say that it's responsible, but I think that it's the environment in which these kinds of things happen. It's President Trump, I think, goes over the line in a lot of his rhetoric. I know you've called him out on some of his attacks on his opponents or the media, and I think that the Democrats do it as well. Nobody's got clean hands, and you would just hope everybody would lower their voices a bit. I don't know that it'll make an immediate difference in terms of this individual or other deranged individuals, but it would be better for the country if we could just disagree about policies without demonizing the opposition.
It would. And I thought in a couple of days, maybe Friday night or on Sunday shows, they'll have people condemning the president once we get this guy. And most experts believe that he left so many clues we're going to get the guy or the people. Let's see. But I thought maybe Sunday you'd have people on and they'd be saying, I blame the president, or I blame Nancy Pelosi or Madonna, whatever. I was shocked we were seeing it last night as if he was the one who sealed the envelope.
Right. And that's my point. I do think that he bears some responsibility, as do people on the left. Eric Holder, when they go low, we're going to kick them. Other people on the left. So there's plenty. Nobody comes with clean hands. But there's no question the president has got the biggest megaphone as the president. And he has said unfortunate things that I don't think are defensible in terms of demonizing enemies, talking about the Democrats as a mob, you know, praising this reporter, this congressman in Montana who body slammed a reporter. You could say it's a joke. It's not a funny joke, and particularly to reporters who are covering the president particularly and are at those rallies where there are tens of thousands of people. But having said that, do I think he's responsible for this particular bombing? Or no. But I do think he goes over the line, and I think Democrats, left-wingers, have gone over the line as well.
Chris Wallace with us. Chris, let's just move. I've been covering this all morning. You've been covering. We've been covering it all night, too. So as they try to find the origin of the ninth package now, I want to move on and talk about the midterm elections. Tom Bevin, like many experts, are saying to themselves, this thing is changing with the advent of the Kavanaugh hearings, with this the caravan and the Democrats are radio silent on it. He thinks the blue wave is dead, essentially. Cut 41.
If you were talking about a blue wave, you would expect it to be cresting, right? If a wave was coming, you would expect it to be building and building. Here we are 13 days out from the midterms. That's not what I'm seeing. Okay. We're seeing the president's job approval rating going up. We're seeing the generic ballot number holding, Democrats in the advantage, but not building. And certainly in some of these swing districts, we are seeing sort of a hand-to-hand combat. It is a race-by-race battle in these House districts around the country. And obviously in the Senate, it seems to have moved in the Republicans' direction. So you put all those components together, and look, Democrats still may. They're slight favorites to win the House, and they may still win the House. But this is certainly not shaping up to be the sort of big blue wave that's going to wash everybody away.
Is this with the when Chris, you play your voicemail down in the morning? Is this some of the things that are on your voicemail?
Well, you know, I got to say, I think that we should have a little humility. And the reason I say that is I look back at 2016 when, you know, all of the so-called know-it-alls, all the so-called inside the Beltway experts were saying Donald Trump didn't have a chance and Hillary Clinton. And I remember I was in the exit poll meeting with all the top executives at Fox at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I guess I think it was 5:30. On election night in 2016, and Hillary Clinton's going to win Florida, and Hillary Clinton will probably be able to call the race for Clinton by 11 o'clock. And, of course, all of it turned out to be false. I do think that clearly the blue wave, in the sense that this is going to be a big tsunami for the Democrats, doesn't seem to be holding up. But we don't know, and we don't know what turnout's going to be. Turnout is very fickle in midterm elections. We've been surprised more often than not in the last year or two, the Democratic turnout. I mean, look at the Doug Jones race in Alabama against Roy Moore. The Democratic turnout of women, of young people, of minorities has been bigger. I just think a little humility in terms of predicting the future. It's clear that the sweeping blue wave is not going to happen, and it seems in the Senate that Republicans are going to hold on to their majority in the Senate. But in terms of making some big prediction about the House, I sort of feel like let's just wait and cover it when it happens we've been so wrong so often.
And not we meaning people you know, like not me.
Oh, you're in a category by yourself.
Thank you. So listen, Chris, you put your analyst hat on for a second.
Yes.
The President of the United States had, in 2 years, had three major hit books on him. You got the Amorosa book, who's always been my oracle of wisdom. You have the Michael Wolff book, who doesn't really back up the veracity of some of his claims, but it was definitely shocking. You had an anonymous editorial that talked about, from the inside perspective, the president's incompetent. You have Bob Woodward's book, Fear, that says how the president is dangerous. And all of a sudden, you have a president with between 44% and 47% approval rating, exactly where Bill Clinton was, exactly where a little bit above Barack Obama. How? How does he do this with 92% of the coverage negative?
Well, he's a force of nature, and he is able. Look, this is basically a 50-50 country, and the reason that he was down so low in the 30s at one point wasn't because of Democrats. I don't know that he's turned a lot of Democrats around. It was because a lot of the Republicans didn't buy it. Now his support among Republicans is up in the high 80s, 90%. So in a sense, the Republicans have come home to him. I would point out, you know, people are making a big deal about Trump and 47%. It's a lot higher than it was. It's a good number. Obama was in 2010. People say, well, it's above Obama. Obama was at 45%, and he ended up losing 64 House seats. So, you know, you can be – I don't think there's a huge difference between 45 and 47%. In fact, it's within the margin of error in these polls. So you could be at 45, 47% and still take a drubbing on election day. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that it could happen.
Right.
So, you know, I don't think the Republicans are out of the woods, but Donald Trump is a force of nature. I've been covering politics on the national level for over 40 years. I have never seen anyone like him as a politician, as a policymaker, as a guy dealing on the world stage with everyone from Putin to Kim to Xi to the European Union. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the Big Time magazine is Trump just the beginning of the new type of leader, or does the people like President Trump end with President Trump? Is he a unique character or the beginning of the change of a personality-driven political leaders?
Well, I mean, to a certain degree, there's always been a politically-driven politics. I mean, Barack Obama was a person.
But he was always a politician for a non-politician.
Yeah, for a couple of years. But come on, when he ran, it was so much about, you know, we are the change that we are seeking, and yes, we can, and hope and change. It was more about his personality than it was about his policies. Having said that, we know when you say, well, is Trump just the beginning of this? There's nobody like Donald Trump.
Okay.
Now, you can say that for good or ill. I mean, I'm making a value-free judgment there, but he's one of a kind. I mean, who's another Donald Trump that is out there in the political scene that you say, well, he could be the next Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, you could say The Rock. You could say Mark Cuban. Yeah, I mean, they have to make huge leaps to jump in, but these are the types of people, non-politicians, who would get big crowds that people might look at.
We don't even really know that. I mean, yes, they're interesting personalities, but I don't have a sense necessarily that if The Rock went out, that 1,000 people would come to see him. We don't know that. And Mark Cuban?
Are you kidding? He's endlessly sexy, and he's a box office hit.
Wow. Okay. Right.
Hey, Chris, I have
find
one.
Him attractive.
I didn't
realize that.
And who does?
And I think you're very secure in your masculinity when you talk about how sexy The Rock is. I actually praise you for that.
Thank you. So, Chris, I'm excited for the weekend because Fox News Sunday's on. I also have done something I never do. I actually have looked into my weekend wardrobe. I don't really care that much about what I look like on the weekends. I bought 3 Untucked shirts. I now will look right casual. And I've never looked good casual ever. And I want to know how you feel about that, these shirts that are supposed to be out.
Well, you know, it's funny because Lorraine, my wife, is now telling me to untuck my shirts. And I can't tell if she thinks it's because I look cool or because she thinks when I tuck my shirt in, it's unsightly. So I haven't quite figured that one out. She keeps telling me it means I look cool, but I kind of think maybe she thinks I'm a little lumpy in the midsection.
Well,
I'm doing these.
I don't think you. I don't.
Have you been putting on a little weight? Is that the problem? You know, I think you look good with a little extra weight. I think you have put on some weight.
Allison, if I put on weight, what were people telling me over the weekend? They're like, why'd you lose so much weight? That's all I heard. No one ever put it this way. Lorraine does not call you lumpy. Am I right?
No, she does not call me lumpy.
Okay,
she doesn't. I mean, at least not to my face. She's never called me lumpy.
Right. And by the way, Tampa was a huge hit, and you're going to see it on Fox Nation.
Say this again?
Remember I had my appearance on Tampa
where I talked about our back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge hit?
That was a huge hit, and we...
I think I'm much better today. I think, you know, like the lumpy... This is pure gold, what's going on today. But
I know. You know, I can't get others to talk about their wives' view of them, except you. Hey, so Chris, you don't have any guests this week?
Yes,
right?
We do.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
We do. Well, obviously, the explosive devices, the caravan, the whole... That there will be a section on Homeland Security, and I hope what you just said a little while ago is true, that by Sunday morning we will know who the perpetrator of this is, and my guess is we're going to find it's not some great political thinker, it's just some deranged nutcase. But having said that, we're also going to have a segment on the midterms, which as of Sunday will be 9 days away, and we'll have an interview, a joint debate, if you will, with Steve Stivers, the Republican chair of the House committee, the Republican House committee, trying to elect Republicans and keep control of the House, and Ben Ray Lujan, who is the Democrat in charge of that. So, we'll have the battle for the House on Fox News Sunday.
Chris Wallace, always great. I hope to see you in person soon.
Fine. Okay.
See you later. All right, let's untuck our shirts both this weekend and see how it goes. Take pictures. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
Our values, our foundations, our future.
People are afraid to talk about this. This is insanity.
Laura Ingraham knows this country, and now, every weeknight, she's standing up for all Americans.
This is really thwarting the democracy.
Holding D.C. accountable, taking on the establishment.
People don't need politicians' crocodile tears or their cliches. I take all of this very personally.
Watch The Ingraham Angle.
We're going to pull back the curtain.
Weeknights at 10 Eastern on the Fox News Channel.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000, and can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/killmead. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/killmead. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/killmead for more information.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Talk. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Setting a treehouse is really insensitive. That's like killing something and then making one of its friends hold it.
Oh. Welcome back, everyone. 1-866-408-7669. Mark, listening in Leesburg, Florida. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What do you think about all these? We have 9 separate packages now. What do you think the overall aim is? It's got to be from the same people.
Sure. First of all, you can leave your shirts untucked, and you got to make a statement, get some Bugatti's or Robert Graham shirts.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. I think it's a group of people. I think it's multiple people that are doing this. I don't think it's just one person. I think they want to make an impact. They didn't go after the Democrats, and they didn't target both of them because they wanted to make an impact. So they just went after the Democrats to make, you know, give Trump a hard time. I think it's a group of them, not just one. Mob mentality, work in a group like they did with Kavanaugh. I think that's what the problem is. And I think you're going to find it's not one. It's a bunch of them.
Well, let's see. You know, Mark, they got surveillance. You know that there's some. They've put this together like we can't even imagine. Like no showrunner has ever put together any type of drama on TV. They're putting something together. I think maybe even within our show, we're going to begin to get some clues on this. Because you're delivering 9 separate packages in 5 different states to all these different locations. Somebody slipped up. Or they all went to one place and fanned out. And we can track it that way. They're even tracking where the envelopes were made, let alone the labels were made, let alone where the ink was bought. They could do all of that. Thanks so much, Mark. But interesting theory. 1-866-408-7669. FBI's Ron Hosko next.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167. Jeremiah
was a bullfrog. Three Dog Night is coming to Redding's Historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger who gave his car to a struggling family makes the Dean's List. Nathan Donovan and his wife Madison from Moncton, New Brunswick, have a young family and receive social assistance. Nathan is disabled and can't work. In an attempt to get back on their feet, the couple applied for a car loan so that Madison could go back to work. In order to get the $7,000 they were approved from, they were told to wire $600 to the company as collateral. Nathan says he thought it would help, but they never received the loan and the website was taken down. Nathan tried to warn others about the online scam when Dennis LeBlanc heard Nathan's story and, coincidentally, had been trying to sell his Volkswagen Jetta. Dennis handed Nathan the keys to the car. This act of kindness has changed everything for the Donovan family. Nathan says the car is great, his wife is working, and the family is no longer on assistance. Thank you, Dennis, for your kindness and to the Donovan family for sharing your story. You all made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We welcome the investigation requested by Senator Grassley, who obviously has no idea what he's just done. What he has effectively done is he has now opened up a Pandora's box, and my client and I are very much looking forward to a full and complete investigation into my client's allegations.
And that what he's that is Michael Avenatti. What he's referring to there in his presser was a letter that Grassley wrote to Sessions and Christopher Wray, the FBI director. He said, in light of Ms. Swetnick and Mr. Avenatti's own statements to the media, information obtained from the committee, interviews of her associations, and publicly reported information about her and Mr. Avenatti, it has become apparent that the statements Avenatti and Swetnick submitted in the committees likely contained materially false claims. Avenatti's response, it's ironic that Grassley now is interested in investigations. He didn't care when it came down to putting a man on the Supreme Court for life. We welcome the investigation now as we have finally get to the bottom of Judge Kavanaugh's lies and conduct. Let the truth be known. And now he has a presser, and he's back in the headlines. But we know a lot about Avenatti now, including his millions in debt that he owes from taxes. Shannon Bream is getting to host her show any minute. Okay, not any minute. At 11 o'clock tonight. Shannon, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you, Brian.
So, hey, does Grassley not know what he's doing? Is Avenatti right?
Well, that's exactly what Avenatti said yesterday. Like, he doesn't know what he's unleashed and what he's just done. I think that Chuck Grassley, who has been presiding over the Senate for decades in various capacities and has done a number of investigations and presided over there, those, I would venture to say that he has a good grasp on exactly what he's done. My very non-scientific Twitter poll I put out last night says, who are you taking in this fight, Avenatti or Chuck? Chuck is currently up 95% to 5%.
Yeah.
So take that for what it's worth.
So, but Avenatti, does he have to go back in? Can he go back in and go into discovery and try to find out more information about Kavanaugh?
I mean, to me, I don't think so. The way that this is proceeding is a Senate proceeding. He filed a couple of or presented a couple of these declarations, sworn declarations by women that he was working with. This isn't like he is going to now get to open some civil lawsuit against Chuck Grassley unless he decided to do that. If this is going to be a DOJ investigation, that's not how it works.
Gotcha. All right. Let's talk about these packages. Are your sources saying they're getting close to finding out who's behind it?
Yeah, in fact, you know, we had a couple of folks on last night who are very experienced in this, including, you know, somebody who has been a part of a numerous high-profile bombing investigations, and they said to us, rest assured the FBI has way more information and is probably way closer to this individual or individuals than they're publicly saying at this point, just because there's so much potential forensic evidence in all these packages that didn't actually explode. There's just so much information material there. It's almost as if the person is taunting them because, you know, when these things stay in place, the forensic evidence is, you know, just overwhelming, they said at this point. So, yeah, our sources think that they're very close, and it wouldn't surprise them if in a day or two we had some really concrete information about exactly who they think is responsible.
Terry Turchi, former Deputy Assistant Director of Counterterror, said this about what the suspects probably like. Cut 7.
I do feel this is probably some sort of lone offender. I don't think this is going to involve a group. I think it's somebody that has clearly been planning it for a while because, after all, this person has put 7 to 10 bombs in the mail. So it took a while to do all the research. It took a while to do the building. It took a while to put these packages together and have a plan. So now what the FBI has to do is go back and try and in reverse. Since these crimes actually occurred from the time these packages were mailed and placed in the mail stream, they have to figure out what happened in between and where these packages were and try and piece all this together. You know, the things we've talked about before, finding cameras, finding potential witnesses, people
right.
in the mail stream that handle these devices.
So that's who he's doing, and that's who he sent. And I hear there's a lot of activity in Florida right now. We know Debbie Wasserman-Schultz was on the return address for just about everyone. What do you think it means, Shannon, and we're glad about this, that these are bomb, it looks like a bomb, but there's no detonation ability with these?
Right. I mean, you know, somebody that I talked to off the record who is also very deep into these kinds of investigations, not this one in particular, said, you know, you have to really look at this. If they're, you know, the people who are examining these, the bomb techs and the specialists through the FBI, they know almost immediately whether something is a viable device or not. And listen, the authorities in New York have said these are not hoaxes. These are potentially viable devices. But not one has gone off. And apparently none of the packaging, the way that normally they would expect something like this to be done if they actually want to hurt or kill people, is that the package is booby-trapped to go off when you open it. They said that wasn't part of this either. So is it just to strictly, in the word, quote, terrorize, I mean, to instill terror in people, to frighten people, or is it actually about harming people? I mean, is there two very, very different objectives? And I think they know a lot more about that than they're saying at this point.
We're talking to Shannon Bream, who, by the way, is also an attorney, handles all our legal stuff here, not my personal stuff. You won't notarize anything, and that bothers me.
Well, but, you won't pay. I mean, those notary stamps aren't free.
Don't you feel bad charging as a notary?
I don't.
I don't know.
I feel like I need that $4. Yeah. It makes a difference for me. So if you want your document, I'm going to need the $4.
All right, that's fine. So a lot of people are saying the president should have taken a more conciliatory tone on his stump speech, but instead he's fighting back, and he's saying, listen, maybe if you weren't ripping me 92% of the time, according to stats CNN and MSNBC, you wouldn't create so much hate. Here's what Rush Limbaugh said, cut 15.
Because they're not. They are trying to pass responsibility of this off to Donald Trump and then trying to get us to shut up in response and in opposition. We're supposed to sit here and say, no, until we know the facts, we can't comment. While they comment left and right and start ragging on Trump or his supporters or what have you, while we're supposed to sit here and be polite and have good manners and not say anything about it.
And that, for the most part, I am stunned. I thought on the Sunday show we'd get a lot of opinion and talking about President Trump's tone and Maxine Waters and the horrible comments Eric Holder said, we're going to kick him. And next thing you know, this was happening hours after the packages were found, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I mean, is it going to get worse until we find this guy?
It's interesting because Guy Benson wrote a piece in Town Hall yesterday, and he pointed to some video of Nancy Pelosi after the shooting that nearly killed Steve Scalise. She was in a press conference, and it must have been within a day or two after this had happened, the shooting had happened, and she's asked about those who are trying to link this to potentially someone on the left or somebody who was upset by the Democrats, which we now know exactly how that played out. And her comments were, this is outrageous. How dare you go there? This is disgusting. This is a terrible event. How dare you make any links between political ideology or try to blame this on anyone? But for the president, for the White House, they feel like that's exactly what's happening to them right now. I mean, we had a guest on last night who was the deputy chair of the DNC or vice chair. and Michael Blake, and he started immediately saying, well, the president bears some responsibility to this. And I said, wait a minute, what exactly are you saying? I mean, the person who put these devices together and mailed them and put them into the stream to try to frighten people or whatever the objective was, that's the person who's responsible for this. And he wanted to have it both ways, to say, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not saying the president actually did this. And I said, but what you're saying is the president bears some responsibility for this. And you have to be very clear about that because, you know, in those conversations in the weeks after Steve Scalise was almost killed, there were a lot of folks who were objecting and saying it's not fair to tie this to a particular party. And the truth is, it is the individual who pulls the trigger or makes the device. That is ultimately the person that is very troubled and has a problem, and they're the ones. Left or right or center, or if they're just disturbed in some way, they're the ones who's made who have made this decision to put these things into place.
That's a big topic. The other topic, of course, the midterms and the caravan. But I want to bring you to the Robert Mueller investigation, because on radio and TV we had George Papadopoulos today. Remember the 28, now 31-year-old, who was a unpaid foreign policy advisor who pled guilty to lying to the FBI. Now he's starting to put his whole the series of events together, and he believes the DOJ and the FBI, along with three separate countries, combined to set him up because they didn't want Trump to be president. When he did become president, they wanted to hurt him. And he used as evidence the fact that John Mifsud, his original contact in England, is a Malta professor, and now we find out working for British intelligence. And then we find out, too, the Ambassador Downer has Clinton ties, also supposed to be linked to Australian and British intelligence. And now we also find out that Stephen Halper, an American who worked for the FBI, all targeted him while he sat in house arrest in a Chicago apartment watching all his money go out the window. He wants to now overturn his conviction and his plea. Here's what Mark Meadows said after hearing what he had to say behind closed doors yesterday in the committee hearing. Cut 32.
I can tell you that I am very troubled that his Fourth Amendment rights may have been violated, and that the way that this was conducted was certainly inappropriate and not what we would believe to be standard protocol for the FBI.
Didn't like it, and he went on. Cut 33.
You know, listen, if he testifies publicly based on what we just heard today, I think the American people would side with George Papadopoulos, regardless of party, when you hear it. And yet I don't see a public hearing happening, just to be frank.
Not happening, but he was pretty moved by what he heard behind closed doors. What are you hearing? Because he's starting to realize that all these people were setting him up.
I think it's really interesting, your interview this morning, which, of course, I was not awake to see, but I read the transcript. He lays out a very interesting set of events and circumstances and people and timing that raises a lot of questions, I think, for anybody who has a real desire to know exactly what was happening with this investigation, how it got started, who the players were, what the aim was. I mean, what he lays out, he makes a good case for himself and for the, you know, his theory that he was being set up in an effort to then be able to go after the Trump campaign in some way, or the president himself, should he win. I think people should listen to what he has to say and make a judgment about it. But, you know, he's drawing some links and connecting some dots in a way that I think raise a lot of very, very serious questions.
And I'll paraphrase, Shannon. He said that one of the tweets that Peter Strzok had was that he goes, we are beginning to what our source, our Russian source, our source in England or in Britain is beginning to talk about Russia connections. It was the same day that Ambassador Downer, it was the day after he met with Ambassador Downer, and he ended up being a taped conversation. Did somehow Peter Strzok get that? He does not believe that was a coincidence. And he said, if I'm the Russian source, there is no source. I had no Russian connections. Mifsud came up to me and approached me and asked me and told me that Hillary Clinton's emails were about to be released. So then he gets that information because unsolicited, and then he's asked that by Downer, who turns out he's a British asset who gave millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation, and Australian more than just an ambassador. So he's challenging that, and he says, well, Downer wasn't even nice. He goes, he was very aggressive towards me. He told me I should walk away from Trump, that he's a horrible person, that he's never going to get elected. So I'm listening to all this. They're all connected together, and I'll add something else to this. Christopher Steele made his name by investigating the World Cup and exposing corruption, right? Guess who was a member of the World Cup committee? Mifsud. And guess who did not get charged? Mifsud. And he's one of the few not to get charged. So there has a relationship there before Donald Trump was even running for president. So this is a drama that you can't believe that, that actually probably took place.
Right. If it was scripted as a movie, people might say, like, this is just too fantastical. I mean, it's just all of the different links and all of the different connections. And you think about this guy, 28 years old at the time. I mean, thought he was doing a good thing by, you know, helping out a campaign and a candidate that he very much believed in. And sounds like he still very much does still believe in. But feeling like now that he was a pawn in this situation, and that's highly possible. I mean, when you think about the level of sophistication of the people that he was interacting with and their connections to each other, it just raises so many questions. And along the way, I'm sure you've thought, as many Americans have thought, with things that have been uncovered, you think about what were these people thinking at the time, some of these key players, and it only can be that they just assumed, like most people did, there was no way that Hillary Clinton wouldn't become president. Because some of these things are so sloppy and questionable, you think they could not have ever thought they were going to have to publicly answer for some of these things.
Right. He's the insurance plan, he believes, anyway. So here he is when he realized just a couple of weeks ago that, according to his lawyers, Mifsud is a British – works for British intelligence. Listen.
It's this infamous professor, Joseph Mifsud, this Maltese professor that just a couple of days ago
– of Malta descent, but living in London and as a professor.
Exactly, and living in London, tied to all these Western intelligence groups. But then, you know, he starts to present himself as a Russia insider. And basically a couple of days ago, his own lawyer went public and stated that he was working for the FBI, not Russia. So it's very confusing. I don't understand why his own lawyer would make such a statement if it is false. I don't believe it's false.
Do you follow me? I mean, his head's spinning. His head is spinning. So,
because, too, if you think you're this young guy who thinks that you're kind of volunteering and helping out and doing this in campaign, it's got to be overwhelming to think at some point that you were the linchpin, at least in part, to launching this whole thing against the now sitting president of the United States. That's got to – yeah, that's got to spin your brain a little bit if you think that's exactly how this played out and you had no idea – that a stray conversation in a bar here or there was what led to where we are now.
Yeah. Shannon, it's so early, but do you know who you're going to have on?
I'm hoping one night Brian Kilmeade will come on.
I hope next week. Am I coming on next week, Allison? Do you know, I think
make
it's
it
next week, right?
As we're going to do live in studio, though, so you can stay for Friday night dance party.
Shannon, we consider ourselves friends, right?
Define friends.
Well, I would say friendly.
Yes.
If you see me dance, I think that it would hurt our relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Are you dancing at all?
You know I am in my PJs. Dance.
All right, you and General Keane. There you go.
That's right. He is part of Dance Party.
Right. Shannon Bream, thanks so much. I'll see you at 11. You're the best.
Have a great weekend.
All right. We're going to come back. Take your calls. Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're with Brian Kilmeade. Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going
to
be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money?
Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000, and can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/killmead. That's Lightstream, LightStream.com/killmead. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/killmead for more information.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Newsfeed. I'm not kidding. It is literally overrun with people saying, you got to meet my brother, my uncle, my cousin, my sister, yeah, my mom. You got to meet my neighbor. Where do you see what they do? So, look, for what it's worth, we're going to be okay. And if we had social media back in the day, I mean, pick your favorite century. If we were reporting on the state of things today, the way they existed once upon a time, it'd be enough to depress a hyena. Are you kidding me? We're living, this is the absolute best time to be alive, ever. Any food you want can be delivered to your door. You can fly across the country in a steel tube. Any song you want, all the information in the world is right here. It's accessible. It's not as bad as you think.
That is Michael Rowe, putting it all in perspective from the working man's perspective. And he's a great guy. That was him with Tucker last night. Keep in mind, attack in history. That's my exact point, my afterwards on Andrew Jackson, the Miracle of New Orleans. People are so enraged because he had fights with American Indians, had some battles there, justified. The Trail of Tears will never make sense. And having slaves will never be rationalized. But people are from their times and their generations. And there's a difference. There should be a tolerance and you study. I don't understand how the O's have to judge. And I'll be in St. Louis tonight, St. Louis County Library. So I hope to see everybody out there, and you get a signed book with that, with your ticket price. Jerry, listen on WOKV, another great affiliate of ours in Jacksonville. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Brian, love your show, man. I love how you tackled your last caller, man. And you let him know, because you're right. Well, Democrats will sign a bill that protects DACA recipients and will give Donald Trump his money for the wall, because we definitely need a wall or some sort of barrier.
Yeah, Jerry, we wanted to do a compromise. We got to compromise once in a while and go back and get more, and then you'll see things fall into place. That's my hope, and I think that'll happen after the midterms. Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000, and can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Kilmeade for more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.